TRX 93.1%. TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty, hey, yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
RX 93.1 and good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. October 19, 2021, day after my birthday. Thank you so much again for making yesterday so amazing. But anyway, welcome to a brand new day and welcome to the show. It's The Morning Rush. You've got Hazel Hottie for now, but Chico will be joining me in just a little bit. But hey, someone else will be joining me for this.
It's time for the wake-up quiz. The wake-up quiz on TMR.
The wake-up quiz. Five questions to wake you up. If you get five for five for five different days, you'll win a prize. And we have Juan Ramiel back to join us today. Hello, Juan Ramiel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So where are we again? How many perfect scores do you have so far?
I have two. And then the last one was six points because of the barrier.
Yeah, you overachieved the last time. So, three, basically. You have two more to go before you win a prize.
Okay, three more to go.
Okay, well, let's hope you get one step closer to that prize. So, let's do this one, Ramiel. Five questions for you, starting with this. Brothers Kevin, Nick, and Joe are members of what musical group?
The Jonas Brothers.
Correct. In boxing, which division is heavier, lightweight or flyweight? What is yes in Spanish?
Si.
Correct. Bowler, bucket, and fedora are kinds of what? Bowler, bucket, and fedora are kinds of what?
A hat.
Correct. Lisbon is the capital city of what country?
I think it's Portugal.
Correct. In boxing, which division is heavier, lightweight, or flyweight?
I think... I think flyweight.
What's your answer?
Flyweight.
Flyweight. Is it flyweight?
Aww.
It's lightweight.
Oh, no.
Yes, lightweight is actually heavier than flyweight in boxing. You got four for five. Hey, still a good score. Thank you so much for joining us, Juan Ramiel. You can try again tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good bye-bye. Tuesday. There you go. The wake-up quiz. Again, we will do it at 6 o'clock tomorrow on The Morning Rush. The wake-up quiz. You snooze, you lose.
The wake-up quiz on TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time to announce today's top 10. It's just you and me today.
Yes. Hello. Hello. Good
hello.
Morning.
Okay. So our top 10 for today was suggested by Juice Blank.
Yes.
So thank you, Juice Blank, for today's hashtag. Hashtag make a stranger awkward.
Yeah. So kunyari, like imagine yourself sa MRT or, you know, sa elevator in your building. Like, what can you say to make everybody just super awkward? Okay.
Why do we... I think... Oh, we kind of mentioned this yesterday. Yeah, okay.
Parang we said something, tapos I don't know what it was. And then Juice Blanc said, hey, that could be a top 10.
Yeah.
And then he actually suggested it.
I think that was when Rika confessed her love for me.
Maybe.
And it got all awkward.
Maybe.
Okay, let's give them examples. First one, make a stranger awkward. Don't tell me you don't remember me.
Yeah.
Just
go to a complete stranger na hindi mo actually kilala. And then just go, okay, don't tell me you don't remember me.
Watch the panic on their face.
What's my name?
Oh, I should have done that earlier to the guy in the elevator.
Diba? Saka dapat ikaw, yung meron kayong, yung that open mouth.
Yeah, and yung parang may like knowing smile.
Oh, oh. At saka yung parang like, I remember you, but do you remember me? Yeah.
I can't. What would you do though if someone did that to you?
Alam mo, I know when they're a complete stranger. And I know when, oh my gosh, I know this person. I just forgot where. So pag super complete stranger talaga, I'd be like, ah, wala, nang oogag to. So.
You know what, just for fun, maybe you should, one of you guys should do that today.
maybe, who diba? Knows?
Just do that to a complete stranger today. Okay, next example, make a stranger awkward. Uy, pakamot naman ng likod, di ko abot eh.
This is something out of ano, wow mali. Or yung mga just for laughs. You know those videos, those Canadian videos.
I'm so surprised when I remember watching those videos a lot when I was a kid. And alam mo yung parang ang babait ng mga tao.
Yeah, that's true.
Like majority would just do it. No questions asked.
We actually had a listener one time visit us here. And then he looked a little like parang flabbergasted. And I'm like, oh, what's wrong? Sabi niya, nawaw mali ako sa baba.
Like, for real?
Yeah, he was visiting RX. And then I was like, what? Why? What happened? Bigla daw merong lumapit na babae na parang asking for directions.
Okay.
But something like, you know, I don't remember the details. Pero something like, biglang pagturo nung babae, parang there's just like super bushy armpit na, obviously fake hair.
Okay.
Yun, parang ganon. Tapos may lumapit nga daw na nawaw mali siya. Like right in front of our building.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even remember when they stopped airing that show.
Yeah.
But that used to be hosted by Joy De Leon.
Joy De Leon. Yeah. And, yeah.
It's very like yun nga, yung mga just for gags.
Exactly.
But like Filipino edition. And when I feel like it would be really interesting to do a rewatch of those shows just because the things people used to find funny back in the day, a lot of people won't find
actually,
funny today.
Actually, marami.
Or maybe offensive na sila
yeah.
today.
Yep.
Diba?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kasi like a lot of it, very magugulat ka na, okay, siguro hindi pa woke before.
Mm-mm.
Kasi it's like...
Like even just the armpit joke.
Yeah.
You know, because now people are, you know, going... Parang hair-free.
Tsaka parang there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with growing hair on your pits.
No, like even the ano eh. Like yung kunyari yung, I remember one eh, na parang, ooh, in the woke world, parang hindi na to papasa. Like, she, parang receptionist in a mall. Yung may kiosk, parang information.
Mm.
So, nakayuko siya. Tapos, tatanong, tapos biglang, excuse me, ganyan. Tapos bigla siyang, aangat niya yung ulo niya. Tapos, obviously, they put on stuff on her face na, parang big googly eyes, teeth, yung alam mo yung that stereotypical quote-unquote ugly.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, i-film nila yung recoil nung ano. And I'm like, oh wow, I don't think this will fly in 2021.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, are you making fun of disabilities? Kasi yep. some of them are like, possible? Oh, it's not like they have horns or they... Pero alam mo yun, yung medyo... This is a little tricky.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so interesting.
Like, there could actually be somebody who could look like that.
Yeah.
But there, they made it like a funny thing. Na, kasi ang pangit, kaya gulatin natin yung tao. I mean, there are people who suffer from certain disorders.
Oh, yeah. They don't look like
your regular person. But, yeah, I mean, ang dami ng mga ganun na...
That would make an interesting case study.
Yeah.
right? Maybe like a thesis or something, right? Anyway, another example, hashtag make a stranger awkward. Pagdating na ex ko, pwede kunyari jowa kita, pasisilosin ko lang.
Pero so many like BL, K-drama, Pinoy
serye. Ay.
This is the thing. Yung kunyari, kunyari lang.
Mm.
Tapos biglang, unti-unti na fall na sila.
Pero in most of those stories, bihira yung lalapit sa'yo yung
out of
the
nowhere.
Person who needs help. And then like, will just ask you to pretend to be their date. Usually, it's someone who just steps up to the plate. And like when someone notices na parang, ay parang the girl looks uncomfortable, for example. And the guy comes up and just, you know, acts all like, oh, babe! Diba? Parang
usually
it comes from the other person and not the person who needs help. Parang wala pa ka napapanood. Well, I don't remember anything na yun nga, yung ikaw yung lalapit na, wait, let's pretend. Mag-jowa tayo.
Ayaw kay Salawat ganun. More of like, si Tyne, the other guy, parang meron siyang stalker, another guy, a gay guy, na parang may crush sa kanya, eh ayaw niya. Eh mabait siya. Like, couldn't just tell him off and say, I don't like you, or I'm straight. Kasi he's quote-unquote straight.
Okay.
So, he goes to Salawat, who's like the heartthrob of the campus. And he's a jerk. Nilapitan lang niya. Like, they don't know each other. And he's like, can you pretend to be my boyfriend? Just got this other guy to stop following and harassing me.
But he's not gay.
Well, he started out as not gay.
Kasi that's interesting, because you would think if he were straight, he would just like go to a girl and ask that girl to pretend to be his girlfriend. So then the gay guy, you know, going after him would just back off, because then he would realize, oh,
yeah, he's not gay. Because I remember merong plot twist dun na he started like dating a girl.
Ah, okay.
When, yeah, basta ganun.
But they just had to, you know, set the stage for for the BL moment.
Yes. So, pumayag naman si Salawat, di ba? Who's like, actually the parang siga one. And then, turns out siya pala talaga yung matagal nang minamata-mata siya. So, it's a little twist there, yeah.
Hindi, siguro parang yung element of protection din. Kaya siya yung nilapitan.
Mm-mm.
And not anyone else. Mm-mm. But then he didn't know.
Pero siya yung masungit. Siya yung
okay.
Like, alam mo, he was trying to like, blow him off na parang,
oh.
I mean, shoo him away.
Okay.
Oh, shoo him away. Na parang like, ano, parang, what do you think am I? Diba? Like, I'm not your toy na yung pala all this time.
So, my question is, on a scale of loved it to, oh my God, loved it, how much did you love?
Wala namang higher than, oh my God.
Obsessed. Oh my God, obsessed.
Yes.
Fun siya talaga.
Fun siya eh. Kasi parang, okay. Definitely, now that I've finished my first K-drama, definitely mas polished yung mga K-drama. Like, you know, mas sophisticated na, mas intricate na yung plotline.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, the BLs are more like school-based. Usually they're in college, high school.
Okay.
Relatively simpler. Tapos
right.
Like, even yung mga camera work, yung mga ano pa, like, steady.
Okay.
Yung kasing K-drama, medyo movie levels na yung mga, yeah, medyo.
But both will make you kilig
anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess it's also just highly dependent on the actors and the
actors
chemistry.
And the writing.
And the writing, yeah.
And the acting. I actually watched one just yesterday. It was a movie. Like, it had all the elements. It looked so glossy. But my gosh, the acting was horrible. I couldn't last.
Oh,
like,
no.
And, you know, like, the actors were good looking and the music was nice. It's like, oh my gosh, how could they have gotten
this? K-drama?
Yeah, movie.
You have to tell me off air.
Oh my gosh.
Or maybe we'll share it for TMR watch list on Friday. Okay, another example. Make a stranger awkward. Excuse me, pwede patikim. Gusto ko lang malaman kung masarap bago ko orderin.
Yeah. Like, kunyari, you're super not weird. Yung hindi ka naman parang Looney Tunes or something. Like, literally, like, just, pwede tikman ko lang. Kasi ordering ko sana, pero I just wanna be sure.
There is no way in hell you're not gonna look Looney Tunes when you do that. And especially in this time, in this day and age, right? Parang,
excuse me.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Actually, parang mawawala pa nga yung awkwardness and it will become aggression.
Yeah.
Stay away from my phone.
I would be really upset. Like, if anyone came close, actually, if anyone just approached me
while eating,
without my mask, mm-mm, while I'm trying to eat, yeah, I would freak out. Yeah. Be like, whoa.
Diba? Hindi, sige, kunyari walang pandemic.
I would still find it hella weird. Huh? Feeling ko yung
boses
ko mga ilang levels yung iaakit.
Iaanga.
Huh? Are you serious? I would go all Karen.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, one last example. Make a stranger awkward. Kuya! Ilang taon ka na namin hinahanap ni na mama!
With matching akap.
Tsaka yung may ano, may takbo.
May takbo, may akap, may iyak.
Oh my God.
With tears streaming down your eyes.
You know, these are things like I would love to just do.
Yeah.
For fun. Like, yes. I literally would. Even without filming it, yeah. I would just do it.
Just to see the reaction.
For the kick of it. Yeah. Oh. It sounds so fun.
That's why, diba, a lot of the, ano nga, a lot of yung mga, actually, it's such a pranky. It's actually such a prank.
Yeah.
Sinatra. You know, it's just such a Frankie and Johnny kind of like...
Frankie Pangilinan.
Frankie.
Alam mo.
Na top 10. Oh.
I know. And these are like, alam mo yun, very harmless.
Yeah.
Maybe annoying to some. True. Like, especially if you're not in the mood and then someone just, you know, comes up to you and does that. Pero in general, they're pretty... And you can like, if someone kind of gets mad, you can just apologize.
Yeah.
And
tsaka it's all verbal eh. Diba? Ang mahirap yung mga prank na may physical aspect.
Oh my God.
Yun yung mahirap. Kasi like, kunyari yung you put powder on them or something.
You get someone wet.
Oo, kasi yun, parang that's a different level already. You know, people could get hurt. Diba?
Yeah.
Pero yung like, literally ganun lang na you're not, walang contact.
Mm.
You're just talking to them.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorites is Just for Gags. Like, para siyang spa. So, humiga siya, di ba? Na parang, okay, here, let me put these pieces of cotton on your eyes.
Mm.
Humiga siya na parang, okay, I'll be right back, okay? Tapos, hindi niya alam, umalis na yung ano, tapos, like, everything was just props. So, tinanggal na yung walls nung spa. Tapos, biglang, ibang walls na yung inano nila. Tapos, linagay siya sa kabaong. So, syempre, maiinip ka, di ba? Na parang, ba't ang tagal? Walang ano, walang cover. So, it was just a kabaong na. And all that while nakapikit siyang ganun. Kasi hindi mo maririnig eh. Tapos, finally, maiinip siya, di ba? So, bubuksan niya yung mata niya. Tapos, pag gising niya, nasa kabaong na siya. Tapos, may mga mourners na umiiyak.
Oh my God, that's so cruel.
Tapos, iba na yung surroundings mo. Like, may flowers na, may tawang-tawa. Kay mga mukha nila, parang, kaya ba nasa spa ko? Paano ko napunta sa funeraria?
Bakit ano? Nasa heaven na ako. Wala pang ginagawa yung ano.
Tapos iniiyak ka na siya.
Tawang-tawa. Gusto ko makano.
Pero nakakatawa siya.
I'd love to watch that.
Mga ganun.
Okay, so that's the topic for today.
Yeah. How do you make a stranger awkward? Actually, kahit nga something as simple as, alam mo yun, yung biglang lalapit ka lang out of nowhere, may insurance ka na. Diba? Already, it's like, you know, it's not even weird.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're selling something, but it automatically makes you feel awkward.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or yung mga ano, remember, like, uso rin yung when somebody's, you know, like, recruiting you to a certain faith. Diba? Mm-hmm. You're like, if you die, do you think you'll go to heaven? Do I parang like, what a strange question to ask a stranger. Pero diba, yung mga ganun, that easily makes the situation awkward.
Mm.
So go ahead, if you want to join us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag how to make a...
Hashtag. make a stranger awkward.
Oh, sige, nasa yung listahan.
Okay, again, hashtag make a stranger awkward.
Okay.
There you go.
Make an opening awkward.
Here's something from Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber to get things going. Stay only here on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee. Monster RX 93.1. Time for tea over coffee. We have a couple for you today. Let's start with Billy Porter.
Okay.
He's certainly not feeling a watermelon sugar high because he trashed Vogue over its decision last year to make Harry Styles the magazine's first male cover star and to be and to style him in a dress.
Oh, okay. This is interesting.
Yep. Remember, he made headlines after he wore a Gucci gown on the front of the December 2020 edition of the Fashion Bible. It got so much buzz when Harry Styles did that cover. But Billy Porter from Pose, for those who don't know, also a very famous Broadway actor.
Theater actor, movie actor, TV actor. Mm-hmm. He does everything.
So he says he wasn't a fan. Porter said, and I quote, "I changed the whole game. And that is not ego. That is just fact. I was the first one doing it, and now everybody is doing it. I feel like the fashion industry has accepted me because they have to. I'm not necessarily convinced, and here is why. I created the conversation, and yet Vogue still put Harry Styles, a straight white man in a dress, on their cover for the first time." So, Billy Porter claimed he was attacking Vogue and not Harry Styles personally. He also said, "I'm not dragging Harry Styles, but he is the one you're going to try and use to represent this new conversation." He also says he doesn't care. He's just doing it because it's the thing to do. This is politics for me. This is my life. I had to fight my entire life to get to the place where I could wear a dress to the Oscars and not be gunned down. All he has to do is be white and straight. So, Harry Styles hasn't responded to Billy Porter's comments.
Well, technically, he didn't have to because, like he said, this is more like a Billy Porter versus Vogue kind of thing. But mm-hmm. kasi, like, you know, I do get it. I really do get it. You know, his point of view. But also, well, it's still a business. I mean, I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying I understand why they would put a popular artist. I don't know if him being white and male plays into it. It's just that in my opinion, siya kasi recently yung parang nagulat yung mga tao that he was into it too. Mm-hmm. Remember how he started wearing like rather feminine clothes before the cover. So I guess that's where it's coming from. It's like, oh, he's into that. You know, he's open to it. And he's a big star, so let's put him on the cover. Mm-hmm. Not that Billy isn't a big star. I'm just thinking, you know, from that point of view, it's like, okay, here we have maybe 2 to 3 high-profile males who like wearing dresses. They just probably think that Harry would sell more magazines.
Yeah.
It's just business as far as Vogue is concerned. But I do agree, like, you know, in terms of, like, if it's really about the conversation, but I just think that it's, as far as the magazine is concerned, it's not just about the conversation.
Yeah.
But also about, well, buy our magazine. Look at, you know, creating buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Because Billy Porter in a dress, we expect it. Harry Styles in a dress, it will create controversy. Maybe that's what they were going for.
I guess so. I also totally understand where Billy Porter is coming from.
Yeah.
I still get what he's trying to say. But yeah, like you said, ultimately it's the magazine's decision. And yeah.
Because it's not an award. It's not like you're awarding somebody na parang, you know, trailblazer award for you know, gender politics and all. It's a cover, you know.
But I'm also glad that he called attention to this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm also glad.
Because it is a valid opinion.
Yeah.
Pero sa akin din kasi, it's all, yung like Vogue choosing whoever they want to choose, it's also a valid decision, business decision.
Yeah.
Kasi, you know, you're trying to keep, and remember how print recently is like struggling too, you know? I mean, they need to like make noise, you know, prove their relevance in the in this very digital online market.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's never just as simple as that. I remember when, was it Kim Kardashian? Who also created a lot of buzz when, siya ba yun?
When she posed for Vogue?
For Vogue, or she was chosen as the ganyan or whatever. Basta ganun, like, you know, this is always a prickly situation when somebody is like, or something that's very similar to like when she was asked to host SNL. It's like, why her? You know, you could get so many other people. Because.
Yeah, you have to remember, like, Harry Styles, there's a reason, you know, he made it so big as a solo artist because of the support of the One Direction fans and his own fans. Like, kumbaga, sobrang laki ng market eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess from a magazine standpoint, that's what you want. You want your magazines to sell.
I mean, he could have been, like, you know, like, for all you know, if, let's say, Lil Nas X came out a little earlier, maybe they would have gotten him. You
but
know,
he still doesn't have the same, like, buying power.
Well,
if we're
true.
Solely going to base it on, like, the followers, just, for example, social media presence.
Yes.
And
kumbaga,
all that.
Parang kunyari, there was a black singer who was on the level of Harry Styles who showed interest in, like, yung parang Jaden Smith.
Yeah,
because remember Jaden? I would say he was one of the first too who started wearing skirts, and you know, alam mo yung parang kung merong ganong level na Harry, maybe they would have gotten him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
That's true.
Yeah. Nagkataon lang kasi talaga that he's yun nga, white male, and then, you know, younger.
Yeah.
Kasi that could also ano, di ba? Pwedeng yung gusto nilang demographics. Maybe they wanted the younger readers too.
That's true.
And hello, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So, at least we're talking about it.
That's true. That's true.
At least there's discussion.
In other news, guess who's engaged?
Ooh.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Scott, better known as Kravis.
Okay.
They are now engaged. And it's really interesting how fans are checking on Kourtney's ex, Scott Disick.
Okay.
They're doing like a virtual wellness check on Scott Disick after hearing the news that Kourt and Travis are now engaged. Operation Check on Scott saw one fan comment under Kourtney's engagement post on Instagram. Has anyone checked on Scott? Another tweeted, pulse check on Scott. And there are like so many memes. You just check it. Look for Scott Disick on Twitter.
Okay.
I swear it's crazy like how people are like so concerned. Like some are like genuinely concerned. Others are basically just poking fun at Scott.
Yeah.
And like some are mocking him. Like, oh, watch him find like another teenager to nurse his broken heart.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And
it's not like he's not been busy. I mean, he has been around.
But if you watch the show, or if you follow the Kardashians at any point, you would know that he is still 100% in love with her.
Oh.
Without a doubt. Even during the times that he was with a girlfriend, like a girlfriend half his age or whatever. Yeah. Even before the final season wrapped, they actually were talking about it. Like, he would talk to her about it. Like, he would just pretty much ask her, like, why aren't we just, you know, like, he wants to get back with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just like, because you haven't done what, you know, what I told you to do. Yawn.
Oh.
And then everybody's like, what? What did you tell him to do that he hasn't done? So.
Oh, it's not out there?
No, it's like a big mystery. But, you know, Kourtney just basically says, you know what it is. You haven't done it. So. There you go. And then shortly after, I think at that point, maybe she was already seeing Travis Barker.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And again, then Travis Scott. Parang
kaya ano pala
si Scott Disick siya kasi naghalo-halo.
kay Kylie yun, guys. Wrong sister. wrong
para
sister.
Para namamakyaw sila ng Travis.
And Scott.
And Scott. Oo nga!
Yeah.
Travis's and Scott's. Oh my gosh, okay.
Really interesting. But...
ano, wag pa natin tipirin. May dalawang Chris din sila.
Pero alam mo yung parang... As a Scott believer, Scott Court.
Okay.
Parang sobra kong torn. Yung I always thought they would be endgame. Parang they belong together. But when you think about it, it was really a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And he proposed to her multiple times. And she would always say no.
Oh.
And he's her baby daddy. Like, they have three kids together. But she would always say no. And people were like, you know, props to Courtney for really waiting for that person, you know, who would treat her right. And like, alam mo yon, yung parang she didn't settle for Scott just because, you know, he wanted to get back together. He was available. You know, they already have kids. Parang it was the easy option. But she decided to, I guess, stay firm na parang, no, you're not getting your act together. So, you're not getting me either. Props to my girl, Courtney Kardashian.
Okay.
She's my favorite. She's my favorite of the bunch.
Of
so,
the bunch.
Congratulations, Courtney and Travis.
Ang favorite ko, yung pinaka-ayaw mo, nakakainis talaga.
Oh, the pick-me girl? The boring one?
Ay, nako. And then, sorry. Can I ano, edit my statement? I'm just so pissed that ako yung pinaka-ayaw mo.
Why am I not your favorite?
You know, I'm just a model and I'm like... guys, yeah, no, radio to, so we have to describe everything. She's rolling her eyes at me.
I cannot.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Ito na po si Candila Garcia.
She's so boring though. I mean, you know what? You say
but
that
she's so
now.
Pretty. Well, I don't watch it kasi so... I'm just basing it on...
They're all pretty when you think about it. They're all pretty.
Well, siya yung pinaka-ano ko, peg ko.
You should watch it.
I have never.
You
did
should.
You know?
I swear to you, she's so boring.
Like, I would watch snippets. Yung nagsabunutan si Kim tsaka si
Courtney.
Yan, pinanood
yung lumipat kayo. Yung makeup ni Kim sa pader.
Yan, pinanood ko yan.
Did I ever show you clips from like the Kendall and Kylie fight?
Oh, no. Oh,
they also had like an intense fight
before
the show wrapped. I think during the last season.
Okay.
Super intense. Obviously, I'm team Kylie. Go Kylie.
Go Kendall.
Ugh. But anyway, that's the tea.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to sound off, you can always tweet us at RX931. Include the hashtag tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are making you awkward today. Thank you to Juice Blank for the topic. Hashtag make a stranger awkward. Okay, let's start off at number 10 from Nero. Lapit ka sa random miss. Miss, pwede bang... Ay, wag na lang pala.
Kahit kanino, even if friend mo.
Yeah.
Diba? Nobody wants to hear that. Yung bibitinin ka.
Yeah. And sa friend gets ko pa kasi parang like... You know, biglang naisip na lang, di pala nila pwedeng sabihin or something and pwede mong pilitin. Pag stranger, kasi it's like, what would a stranger
want
to say to me?
Yeah.
So when they're like, pwede bang, ay, wag na lang pala. Parang, what? What? Like, you're a stranger, you're not supposed to have something for me to do.
It's not the kind of thing though that would bother me, that I would pay attention to. Because I'd probably keep walking anyway.
Yung parang better that we don't talk.
Yeah. Like, oh, thank God you changed your mind.
Yeah. Arch Aguilar says, ito, this is... Sayang. Tayong dalawa lang nandito.
Okay.
Arch Aguilar says, make a stranger awkward, look him straight in the eyes, and say, ang bango mo.
Wala yung mahilig mong amoy dito.
Wala eh. Sayang.
Ay, but you also like to do that.
I don't say anything. You like the smell. There is something
stuff
about the scent that is parang visceral to me. Like, obviously, I enjoy the sight, the sound. Obviously. Pero merong something talaga na parang gut level yung punch. Pag yung, alam mo yung, and sometimes it's not just because it smells good. Like, there are a lot of good perfumes, you know. To be honest, parang we all smell the same. It's the, I can't explain it. Parang it's something. You know, like, we all love the smell of coffee. Or the smell of cafes or bakery.
Well, yung parang, most people.
Most people. And, you know, 9 out of 10, it's like, ang bango. And then there's one smell that I distinctly remember. Pag naamoy ko siya, it transports me somewhere else. Yung parang, it's a magical coffee bread smell, bakery slash cafe. And I can't explain it. Like, 9 out of 10 times, it's just like, oy, ang bango, oy, nakakagutom. But there's a very specific type of smell that brings me to, like, when I'm traveling, mm-hmm. when I'm in Europe, when I'm in the US, na it transports me. So parang ganun din yung smell ng tao na parang usually it's like, oy, ang bango naman. And then that's it. And then there are certain smells that are like, reminds you of like a person or an experience or an emotion.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one smell I miss is actually the smell of the old Glorietta. I don't know if you remember it, but the old Glorietta, parang sa baba ng cinema area, would always smell like popcorn.
Oh, I get it.
I can never forget that smell.
I get it.
It reminds me of like when I was younger and we go to the mall. Yeah, yung may glikos pa na days.
Right.
Yeah.
Diba? But I don't know eh. Kasi because it's so, you know, like for example, sight. Like, if it's green, if I see it as green, you see it as green. Gets? Mm. Para, with smell, kasi it's parang, it's so...
We respond to it in different ways.
Very differently.
It's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so true. That's true. And, you know, what might stand out to you, parang baka dead ma lang sa akin.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And it happens to me often. Ah. Alam mo, minsan naglalakad lang ako and I'm like, what's that? It reminds me of something but I can't remember. Yung may ganon, yung sometimes it doesn't even have to be like a mabango smell,
mm-hmm.
but it evokes an emotion for me.
Yeah.
Like one time we were at the condo and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm at airport. Yung, I guess it's fumes or fuel.
Or yung amoy nung balikbayan box.
Yeah.
When you open it, like it smells
luggage
like...
Luggage from abroad.
Yeah.
Oh, yung mga ganon.
It smells different.
May mga, I have moments na may ganon.
I mean, I guess there's a reason why essential oils sell like crazy.
Yeah.
And people are super into yung mga dried eucalyptus.
Yep.
And stuff like that.
Diba kasi the ascendancy of ano... The oil bulario.
The oil bularios.
Oil bulario.
Also, you know, those, of course, those candles, they never go out of style,
yeah.
The scented candles. It's a thing.
Number, also at number 9, from Jan to Awesome, taking it a step further than Archer's entry. Anong deodorant mo? Ang bango, ha? Because you kind of feel naked when they do that. It's like you're not supposed to smell it.
And you kind
it's
of...
It's in my armpit, so why are you smelling it?
And you kind of know the difference between the smell of deodorant and the smell of perfume
yes.
or cologne. You know
yes.
when it's deodorant.
Even when it's not failing, ha? You're like, alam mo yung... Medyo mabango lang siya masyado.
Mm.
And you kind of smell it. You do know that it's deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah, unmistakable.
Alam mo yung ano, yung Irish Spring. Deodorant soap pala siya. That's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to use that.
I'm using it now. That's what I got at the supermarket. But yeah, I just remember seeing the carton and I was like, because I never paid much attention to it. Like, yeah, we'd use it too at home before when
doesn't
I was younger.
But like when it comes to soap, doesn't it just mean it's fragrant? Extra fragrant?
That I don't know.
Huh.
Oh,
I
know.
I wonder if there's a rule, no? You know how like, did you know na when when a product says orange drink, that it's not actually orange juice. And that they have a rule, a very strict rule.
Okay. Now,
unless it's ganito percent real juice, you can't use the word juice. Oh. You have to say drink. So when you see Hazel Hattie orange juice, that's orange juice. You know that it's a certain percentage actual juice. But when it's like Chico Garcia orange drink, walang juice, walang orange dun. It's just orange flavor.
There are guidelines for
there
that.
There are guidelines. So I wonder if there's a rule
for soaps.
When it comes to the word deodorant. Like if you call a soap deodorant, what does it mean? Does it mean it's just fragrant? Or does it mean it has deodorant properties?
Kasi parang all soaps naman are fragrant, right? When you think about it. Majority. Except when you purposely go for yung talagang fragrance free, like yung mga, for example, sa lotion, diba, you can get yung
it's
mga
Aveeno thing,
yung mga, walang amoy talaga. So yeah, I'm not sure kasi iba siguro parang antibacterial.
We get that.
Yeah, that's usually the name. But when you Google deodorant soap, really what comes out is Irish Spring and Dial.
Okay.
Or maybe if it's not made here, are the diba para mga ano yun, imported soap?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Maybe that I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting.
Diba, no? It's like what is the difference between a deodorant soap and a soap?
A regular soap.
Number 8 from Whisker Dimples. At the beach, approach some random stranger. Hi, pwede pa apply ng lotion sa back ko? But when you think about it, if you're alone, it actually makes sense. It's just awkward. But it's a necessity.
I can never forget how Baby Whale Astrid got to put lotion and not me. I can never forget.
Tapos si Rica
pa yun.
Hindi kasi diba kung mag-isa ka, alam nga namang magpapakasunburn ka. Like, kunyari, sige, put yourself in those shoes. Like, you're alone at the beach, you decide to go to the beach, and then you forgot to you're putting on your sunblock, and then you realize you can't reach your back, but you plan to stay at the beach for, like, the whole day. Can you approach a stranger?
To put lotion on my back?
Yeah?
Without it sounding like a proposition.
Like a proposition? No, because, like, what's your choice?
I personally don't like using lotion that you have to lather on your body.
Okay.
For sunblock, I use yung mga spray.
Spray.
Para they're easier. So you just, spray them on. Abot siya naman sa back. Alam mo yun?
True.
If you spray it over your shoulder. So that's just what I use.
But don't you kind of like still have to like spread it after you spray it? O talaga literally?
Hindi kasi yung spray niya parang it's like parang medyo ano, what do you call this? Kalat yung spray.
Ako kasi, like, I spray and then I kind of like, alam mo yung pinapahid ko pa rin siya. To kind of like spray.
I don't think
more.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Oh, really?
I think you're just supposed to like, kasi usually those spray bottles, they're mist, yung parang mist yung labas.
Yeah.
Yung continuous spray.
Uh-oh.
Hindi siya yung parang it's like so as you spray, you just move the bottle or the can. You move it along para ma-cover yung whatever you're trying to cover.
Hindi ko kasi may nami-miss pa rin siya. Gets? Na-OC ako.
When
so
you
I kind
do
of
that.
Like, so once I spray it on,
but the thing
I
is,
kind of like spread it around a little bit more para mas even.
I don't know what you use, but the stuff that I use, you really would have a hard time spreading on because the minute you spray it onto your skin, parang it absorbs almost immediately.
Agad.
So, okay. It's a little tough to spray. Tsaka parang very liquidy siya eh. Hindi siya yung parang medyo
oily.
Malapot-lapot or oily. Also, I think, kasi for, ano ba? For guys, kasi usually you're just topless when you're swimming eh. For girls, kasi minsan naka, when we're wearing, kunyari, a one-piece bathing suit, we don't really have to spray like the entire back.
Right.
So, it's usually just the top part or...
Ako kasi usually skinny dipping. So, I kind of really have to like put sunblock
talaga.
Everywhere.
When you're, when you're like, Kendall Jenner mode on.
Yeah.
But can, do you think you can do this?
I don't know.
I think I can. I would probably approach a girl for sure. I wouldn't like go up to a
guy. Okay, fine. Sige, we'll approach a guy.
My advice is approach a girl. Parang mas ano, mas parang hindi mas mas less awkward siguro kung
okay.
Kung girl.
Okay, fine.
I mean, Kendall to another girl.
You know what I'd probably like do? Mm. I'd probably get somebody who's like a grandma.
Yeah, someone that maternal
they, that
or
they
like,
yeah, somebody very maternal. Someone who would not misconstrue.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm really, really sorry to ask this of you, ma'am. But, like, is might be okay?
Oh, my God. Miss Ma'am Madonna. I mean, Miss Ma'am Lisa Vanderpump. I need lotion on my back. Bakit ako kinikilig?
Naiba yung tangent nung usapan natin.
Oh my God. Yes, goatee maternal. Doon diba? Talaga ako magpapasunblock. Mm. Oh my God. Oh, kinikilig ako. Anyway.
Diba?
Oh, siguro hindi ako yung maternal, kaya hindi ako yung pinagpahid ni baby.
So si Rica yung maternal.
Baka. Oh. Well, I mean, between the two of us, I would think she's more maternal.
More maternal.
Than
kasi that's true. Yeah. Number 7 from Camilo. Hi, single ka? Well, ako hindi. Sabay alis.
Did I ask? I'm sorry. I missed the part where I asked you that question. Ano to?
And then number 6 from Christopher Salvador. Kuya, bukas yung zipper mo. Kita pa yung red undies mo. Not that I'm looking.
Ikaw ba yung kausap? Iba ikaw yung lagi naka-red undies. I swear, when I see red underwear, I think of you.
Yeah.
I know that sounds weird.
Pero, you know, to be fair to me, it's always like red, like, boxers. They're never like...
lazy panties.
Like briefs. Kasi parang ang strange ng red briefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pero meron, di ba?
Meron, I'm sure.
Pero usually kasi white, di ba?
Meron ako for ano, I wear red briefs when it's like, when I have to wear like a suit.
Hmm.
Kasi medyo masikip yung pants, di ba? So, I mean, yeah. It's a little bit more tight fitting. So, nagbabunch up pag
boxers. So. Wait, what's the most uncomfortable underwear you've ever worn?
Usually, it would be like pag hindi maganda yung garter. Just that.
Sa waist area.
Ah. Like if it's not cloth garter, gets yung, alam mo yung garter na...
Yung garter that leaves a mark on your
yun. Skin. I hate that too. I super hate that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And number 4 from Maxim De Winter, make a stranger awkward. Wait for them to look at you. Like, or do something that will make them look at you. And then you're like, oh my gosh, you can see me?
That's a good Halloween joke.
That's
perfect.
Joke. Yeah. And then number 4 from Liquor Ben. You know, I don't know if this is a true story because it didn't say TS, but I think it's a true story. Liquor Ben says, in the smoking area, this guy came up to me and said, hug me. I just lost my dad an hour ago. Like, we do not know each other. And you understand the gravity of the situation, yeah. But at the same time, you're like, dude, we don't know each other? Because there are people, I think, who are so emotionally open that they would do something like that. But it's kind of like really awkward if you're not, especially if you're not the touchy-feely kind.
What do you even say?
What do you say?
Don't wanna, I mean... if it were true, obviously you wouldn't want to be an a-hole and just like leave them there.
Exactly. And you know how like some people when... kasi ito parang it was spelled out for you. That's, I guess, what made it a little unique. Pero usually, diba, for example, when somebody is in a public place, like maybe a park bench crying, it's not far for somebody to actually say, are you okay?
Right.
Do you need some help? especially like in the US.
Yeah.
I think they're more emotionally open that way. Like, do you need me to like
call
somebody?
Yeah.
Diba? Right?
Yes.
It's a common occurrence. But it's kind of weird when they're like, usually kasi like you give them what you can. Maybe mm-hmm. you pat them on the back. Mm-hmm. But when they dictate to you like,
hug me.
Can you hug me? Because I'm having a problem.
Yeah.
It's
a little strange.
It's a little strange.
I think this is why people just walk around with earphones, like earbuds.
Yeah.
Diba? On. Kasi parang to avoid moments like that.
It's true. Pero you know, like at the same time, you wanna help them, but there's also some sort of discomfort.
Bakit ako, nung umiiyak ako tapos nakaupo ako dyan sa may labas, sa may PLDT, dito sa Garnet ah.
Oh.
Nakaupo ako dun, tapos umiiyak ako kasi naway ako nung ex ko. Parang naalala ko na, hindi ko na maalala which tech, pero may tech na dumaan. Tapos like, tiningnan niya lang ako like awkward. And walk past me. Hindi niya ako kinomfort. Hindi mo lang ako tinanong, okay lang ako.
Okay ka
alam
lang.
Alam mo parang, si Mang Manny pa tayo. Like, alam mo yung parang like,
oh, no. I was there. I saw it. Meron siya sinabi, hindi mo lang narinig.
Ano?
Dumaan siya sa'yo, tinignan ka niya na umiiyak, tapos nag-look away siya, tapos sabi niya, drama queen.
Parang alam mo yung parang sinide eye lang ako and pretended na did not see me.
Did not see
but me. But I was sure that he saw me. Alam mo yung parang, pero actually, I didn't want him naman to come over and
nagulat
like,
ka lang at the...
It was awkward. Like, kasi I sensed the brief
like,
awkwardness.
Should I?
Oo, yung parang meron siyang parang nakita niya ako. Parang naramdaman ko yung panic niya. Na, yung parang, ba't umiiyak to? Yung parang ganun. But then, like, maybe just didn't wanna deal with it. So, just kept on walking.
And or maybe not like, so much that he doesn't wanna deal with it, but more like, I'm not the person.
Maybe she doesn't want me to
maybe
talk
maybe she doesn't
to
want me to, like, I'm
that's
not the
true.
Person that would want comfort from.
Uh-uh.
Pero sa akin kasi parang just the minimum.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna, like, hug you or something. But I'd be like,
are you okay?
Hey, are you okay? Parang I get, seem parang more concerned than care.
See how much of a wreck I was when I was in a relationship? Like, I would literally just be crying all over Ortiga Center. I would be on a sidewalk
like,
somewhere.
Like, do you realize that because of that, and people did see you, that maybe down the road, somebody would be like, ay, si crying lady. Si Ortiga's crying lady.
I don't, no, but yeah, alam mo yung, parang kasi ako when I really need to cry, I don't mind it so much when strangers see me cry. I'm more, di ba nga, I don't like showing emotions in front of like friends or people who care
mas
about
gusto mo
me.
Pa strangers.
Yeah, I mean, parang for me, they're just there. They don't exist.
Kasi I was, ano nga eh, like I was going to say, why did you cry there? Why didn't you cry up here if you were just downstairs? But then I realized, oo nga, kasi parang minsan nga, it's more awkward. Like if you're to cry here, everyone will go to you and say, is anything wrong? Ano na?
I'm getting ganun yak.
Ano ba? Bakit para sinilaban yung puwet mo?
Hindi naman. Hindi. Yun nga. I mean...
Diba?
You just hit the nail on the head. Parang yun nga. Ayaw mo naman nga na makita ka ng mga
lahat,
people you
lahat
work with.
Lahat pupunta sa'yo.
Exactly.
Na, yeah. And then... parang call more attention to it than
sa labas na lang.
Oh. And number 3 from Icarus Toran. Do you recognize me? So syempre they're like, what? No? Eh, niskandal ako sa internet.
Oh, pasend ng link.
Oh, ang weird. And number 2 from Coco Hernandez. Excuse me? Was that you I had a one-night stand with 5 years ago? Okay, awkward.
Oh my God, you know, TBH, kasi I've actually never had one.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around being that intimate with someone and not even remembering what they look like. Or like, alam mo yun, yung parang, is that the... Or yung hindi mo... Sometimes, di ba, people do that and they don't even remember the name.
The name, yeah.
Or they never even found out the name.
Hello. Like, for example, if you meet each other in a club, a bar, or hindi, wag nga bar eh, club. Yeah. You know how, like, because you can't talk because it's so noisy, the music's so loud.
Yeah.
And then you
yeah, you met on the dance floor while you're gyrating.
You lock eyes. And then it's like, hey, you wanna go to my place? Yeah, what's your name? And you probably asked it once.
Right.
And it's so easy to forget if you like, and then let's say you take it to your place and it becomes very, very physical, very intimate, and then they leave. So obviously, the next day, you'd probably like, ano nga ba pangalan? Diba? Kasi like, as opposed to, let's say, a bar. Maybe a bar kasi malamang mag-uusap pa kayo and medyo substantial yung usapan nyo before you decide to take it somewhere else.
Uh-oh. Can you remember every hookup, every makeout, every...
Because there weren't a lot, but yeah, I do remember them. Kasi, no.
Yeah, for me,
ganun karami kasi.
Diba? Like, I would definitely remember everything. Yeah.
And I do remember names.
Faces.
I do remember. Alam mo, believe it or not, mas naalala ko yung name.
Like, I get it.
I'm thinking of a couple now. I distinctly remember the names. I don't remember the faces anymore.
And also, the thing is, with people, when you don't see them for, like, yung example, yung entry, 5 years, diba? Parang, yeah. People's looks change over the years, so you might actually remember them but you might not recognize them.
And the top make a stranger awkward comes from Jan to Awesome
says,
sa resto you approach somebody eating and you're like, miss, bili ka nung buy one take one, sa yung buy one, sa akin na lang yung take one.
This reminds me of someone.
What?
Okay. An unnamed co-worker asked another co-worker while we were on a trip to buy something so that she could bite off of whatever food item.
That's parang,
oh, parang kunyari, ikaw, oh, saka ako. Oh. So I go, Chico, bili ka nung ano? Bili ka nung turkey leg. Tapos parang, di ba, ikaw parang, huh?
Huh?
Para matikman ko. Hindi mo ba alam yung story na yun?
Hindi ko alam yun. Hindi ko alam yun.
Yeah, I can't forget. Natatawa ko when I remember. Yeah.
Pero, can you imagine a stranger?
Total stranger? Oh my God.
Buy one, take one ka. Hindi ka naman nawalan eh. Kasi, you did buy one. Akin yung take one.
You know what? Hindi ko, if I were in a good mood,
you probably would.
Maybe, like, if it's
or
not
kung
a big deal.
Ka niya.
Or if I were planning to buy it anyway.
Anyway.
And like, I didn't have naman plans to do whatever with the
or,
other, the
like,
get one.
Tsaka like, kung di mo kayang kainin
dalawa. Kunyari, di ba pag ganun, kunyari, nag-buy one, get one ka, iuwi mo yung isa and eat it for like later. Pero you don't have to. I mean, yeah, if I were in a good mood, I'd probably be
sure.
Okay.
Go.
Hindi, pero dapat nabili ko na. Or pabili na ako. Don't like tell me na, kunyari, nakapila ka pa from medyo malayo-layo and then like, uy, mag-buy one, get one ka, tapos akin yung, parang, who you? Diba?
And there you go, the top 10. Make a stranger awkward. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #MakeAStrangerAwkward in all your tweets.
Lovely, good morning to some monsters tuned in. Checking out #RXGreets on Twitter. We want to say good morning to Shrine. Hello to Phil Cabrera, who says he's listening all the way from Bahrain. Belated happy birthday to Matt from Canada.
Oh, hello.
Also, an October 18th celebrant, so make a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Matt. And hello to Phil's little brother, the artist, Marco. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Jan. Too awesome. Hello to Jungkook's girl, who's requesting for some songs by BTS, Dua Lipa, Ed Sheeran. And she says that's because she'll be seeing all of them live in LA. OMG!
Gosh.
Oh, I'm so excited for you, Jungkook's girl. More importantly, I'm excited you're going to be in LA. So, you know, maybe you could sing by Vanderpump Dogs. Get me some good. hello to Oscar de la Hopia, who says, kindly greet Roots Antonio. Happy birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Roots Antonio. Good morning to Joanna, who wants to say hello to all the Bright Winds, the Brights, the Snowball Power fandom. And have fun sa friendship meet mamaya.
Oh. Are they here?
Pakibalitaan na lang kaming di makakasaling. Or maybe the, just the fans are meeting
or up? Or maybe, ano, maybe online?
With a...
With Bright Wind? Oh. Are they here? Oh my God.
Joanna, details please. Someone's interested here. Oh, if it were online though, can you
still,
imagine? No, yeah, exactly. That would be like quite an intimate moment, I guess.
Yeah.
With those stars. Joanna, let us know, okay? Hello to Kenneth Kim Javier. Good morning to Emo Fats, who says happy birthday to his wifey Fatima.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Fatima. Good morning to Antoinette from Legal Millennial. Also saying good morning to Lucilin. And hello to everybody else on Twitter. Am I missing anyone? Simply Nej also saying good morning. And Simply Nej sent us like a wow mali clip, like his favorite episode.
Okay.
It's called Waterrific. So check it out. It's on YouTube. Hello to Butter Baby.
Hello, Butter Baby.
Sabi niya, so introduce ka na ba namin sa hindi cutie-cutie na Thai BL?
Oh, there he is?
I guess so.
Okay.
Butter Baby.
Okay.
Ang daming ano, ang daming information itong mga to.
Alam itong mga to, ha? Kasi mga beginners pa lang itong mga tayo, kaya ikaw hindi ka pa
I've never. So,
ako beginner ako. I'm a novice.
Noob. You're a noob in that world. So, yeah, just DM us, I guess.
Send noobs. Hindi, noobs. Di ba nga, noob ka kasi.
Send help dun sa mga
send
noobs.
Help.
Oh, yeah. Let's just make that clear. Hello to B. Koy as well. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Memski, who's saying belated happy birthday to me. So there you go. More greets later on. Hashtag RX greets. And coming up, we've got the Morning Crush, but also happening today, Kalat Confidential, and some freaky, geeky, cheeky news for you guys. But for now,
the Morning Crush on TMR.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Morning Crush.
Okay.
So, we're crushing on more people on the show. I can start.
Okay.
I have a couple of character actors. They're in some of the shows that I've watched recently. And I'm going to start with this actor named Raymond Ablack.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with this guy, but apparently he was in Degrassi.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the Saved by the Bell?
Well, this is Degrassi, The Next Generation, 2007 to 2011.
Isn't that the parang reboot?
Maybe, yeah. It's probably from that. But I know him from Ginny and Georgia on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
So he plays Joe in Ginny and Georgia. And he's also in Maid, which I just recently finished, right? He played Nate in Maid. He's also appeared in Narcos and a lot of other shows. Orphan Black, he was there too. So check him out. His Instagram is Raymond Ablack, like A-B-L-A-C-K.
Okay.
He's Canadian, apparently. And he just usually plays the good guy.
Okay.
Which is so unlike me to be attracted to the good guy.
To the good guy.
In like shows. But I do have a soft spot for certain good guys. Like, you know how obsessed I was, or how obsessed I am with Mark Ruffalo? I love him. Like, he's my
Your
my imaginary boyfriend. Like the boyfriend material. You know, parang medyo anti-peg. Kasi nga, usually I like the bad guys. The medyo villainous ones.
Right.
Pero they're the good guys that you can't help but root for.
Root for?
You're supposed to be rooting for the good guys, right? But in my case, that's usually not the case.
Uh-oh.
But like I said, there are some actors that are so good at playing it that you kind of think, oh my God, like I could be with a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, but it has to be that one. So, Raymond Ablack on Instagram, he has around 189K followers.
Okay.
Check him out. Can you look at him?
I saw.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you think that, parang that's going to be like my
super,
morning crush?
Super far from peg.
Right?
Yeah.
But I swear to you, like, whenever I watch him play those good guy roles, especially in Ginny and Georgia, he's like,
okay.
Okay. He's so cute. So I really like him. And my other morning crush is an actor named Scott Speedman.
Oh, yeah. Felicity.
Yes, he appeared in Felicity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also in You Season 3.
Oh.
Mukhang may manuno. Mukhang may manonood na ng you dito.
Skip 1 and 2.
Go straight to season 3. Yeah, but he's in You Season 3. And he's also appeared in Grey's Anatomy, apparently. I don't remember him in Grey's Anatomy, which is really weird because, you know, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy for the longest time. He played Dr. Nick Marsh in Grey's Anatomy. And in You, he plays the dad, Matthew. That's his character's name in You. So check him out. But yes, in Felicity, he played Ben. That's the name of his character.
Yes.
I never watched Felicity.
Like, diba, it was Scott Foley and Scott Speedman. The two Scotts.
So he had a pretty big role in Felicity?
Oh, he was part of the trio.
Oh,
sila yung tatlong leads,
cool,
diba?
Cool.
So, yeah. The two Scotts.
Eh, crush ko din si Scott Foley.
Masto.
Diba sinabi ko nga sa'yo, Scott Foley reminds me of someone.
Oh!
Sabi ko, kamukha niya siya.
Sino?
Hello.
What? Really?
Yeah, for the longest time, especially in Scandal, super kamukha.
Oh.
You don't know who we're talking about.
Okay, we're not gonna say.
But no. So going back to my morning crush, Scott Speedman. You can check him out on Instagram. Scott Speedman, that's the name.
Yeah.
He has about 34,000 followers. Go follow him. He's hot.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay, so mine is like, okay, it's a little bit of both na, it's also like at ko lang to because sobrang interesting yung Instagram
account
niya because he's basically a photographer. Nagkataon lang may itsura din siya. But yeah, like it's super interesting. He gives you tips for regular people.
Okay.
And to yung mga effects ng ano. And usually may ano siya eh, goofy siya pero pag kunyari like wala siyang model tapos yung sarili lang niya yung tapos biglang he'll stop making those funny faces. He's actually good looking.
What's the name?
The name is Simone Ferretti. Like with an E, Simone. Or Simon, Simone. Ferretti, double R, double T. Tapos it's so interesting yung mga techniques niya, how to like do mga trick photography. And you know, I'm into photography too, so tips on like what do you call this, how to frame it, may mga basta ganun, like it's interesting because of the craft, but you know, he's easy on the eyes. So
he's also a TikToker.
Yeah,
so yung account niya si Sparrow21.
Sparrow21.
Okay.
S-F-E-R-R-O 21. And nakakaaliw yung mga techniques niya na.
Oh, wow. Beautiful feed.
Right?
Yeah.
Tapos like very interesting. Very, very interesting. Kasi yung mga how to pose, magaganyan. That's like, it's a really, really interesting. If you're into photography, this is a must follow.
But my question is, when are you going to watch You Season 3?
Pretty soon, apparently.
But there you go.
Apparently.
Check them out, okay? That's The Morning Crush today on The Morning Rush.
The Morning Crush on TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking our topic sender, Juice Blank, for the topic. Hashtag make a stranger awkward. So let's start off with Maxim De Winter. Approach a random guy. Bro, may abs ka. Pwede patingin. Well, some would actually probably enjoy that kind of attention.
Yeah, but...
Alam mo kung medyo ano ka, medyo... narcissist ka and you kind of like, oh, you're going to worship me? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, anything that will elicit that kind of adulation. There are people who actually enjoy it. I mean, diba, like, in general, sa atin parang, if it's unwelcome, obviously, we don't like it. Pero, meron tao kasi na generally, it's welcome.
Whether they're...
As long as it's harmless. I mean, if yung kunyari talagang literally parang nagka-crush, hindi man nagka-crush, pero like, you're just amazed at how beautiful they are.
Parang doesn't matter whether they're interested or not.
Yeah, they don't have to be interested in you. They just like the idea that you worship them.
Like, you're interested in them.
Yeah. And number 9, coming from Camilo, excuse me, pwede patikim. Don't worry, hindi yung pagkain mo, ikaw.
No! If that pickup line will ever work on anyone?
On anyone. It's a little scary.
Well, siguro if you hit the jackpot, tapos, alam mo yun, yung cool lang din siya with that kind
that
of
stuff. That kind of, ano, stuff. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Number 8 from Archer Aguilar. Yung may pahed toto kang tingin sa kanya, and very audibly, you will say, ah, suitable sacrifice. Oh,
I'm not a virgin.
Oh,
ganun yung sasabihin sa'yo.
I'm not juicy.
Diba?
Parang nakakatawa.
I know. Like, what sacrifice?
What sacrifice? I'm not... I don't want to be, like, thrown into a raging volcano or any of that stuff.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that will make you lose sleep for days.
Yeah.
I swear. Cause
kahit ano lang, yung kahit sinabi na sa'yo na prank lang, medyo mapapaano ka, mapapa-wait a minute.
I know.
I will sleep with one eye open tonight.
Yeah, you never know. There are a lot of crazies out there. But I would be more scared to hear that, I think, in the States more than here.
Yes, yes.
Parang hindi masyadong, like wala masyadong ganyang... storyline sa mga horror stories
alam
in the
mo,
Philippines.
Nakakatawa talaga every time I, like, they get such a bad rep, like the Americans. Like, in so many true crime serial killer stories that I've watched, that is such a common sentiment. Like, a lot of them are like, look, this is Ireland. We're not America. We don't have serial killers. Like, alam mo yung parang, it's such a common sentiment all over the world. Na parang pagbiglang, lalo na yung mga the first serial killer reported in that country or in that area. The first thing that they go like, nobody was expecting this because, you know, this is not the United States. This is ganyan. Like, paulit-ulit ko siyang naririnig. And I'm like, kawawa naman yung mga Americans.
Well, it's because they have all those materials. Like, they have all those shows and movies. So... siguro kahit meron naman ding ganun in other places, sa kanila mo talaga maiisip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just because they have all the stuff that we watch.
And let's face it, they also have like probably the most freedom.
True.
Kaya rin maraming, di ba? That's like, I guess, one of the downsides of having so much freedom.
And, you know, it's such a big country that ang daming places na feeling ko yung medyo undiscovered. Oh, like, oh. I mean, they exist, but like, yung hindi sila as known for, yeah.
Saka,
know, whatever.
To be fair to them, kasi sila yung maimbestiga. Like, for all you know, it happens in other countries, but it's swept under the rug, and it's like, you know, serial killers have probably come and gone.
Uh-huh.
And because hindi lang siya nabibigyan ng publicity.
Yeah.
Maybe we just didn't realize that there were so many others.
Maybe they never solved it in other places.
Yeah.
But in the US, baka they tend to solve those crimes more.
Diba? Tapos documented pa. Tapos nagagawan pa ng documentary. Diba? So,
pero dito talaga, like yung serial killers, hindi talaga eh.
In our history, it's quite rare. Yung alam mo yung, kasi diba, it's very common if you watch yung mga serial killer documentaries. Yung magkakaroon ng era of fear.
Mm.
Like, nobody wants to go out kasi napabalita na merong killer on the loose.
Yung tipong may curfew kasi may killer on the loose.
So, if you kind of like look back, parang wala tayo masyadong ganun. Now that, you know, everyone in Metro Manila didn't want to, or in some other city, didn't want to go out because there was a killer who was on the loose. Diba? Parang
yeah.
Hindi siya ganun ka. What? Sa atin nga, mas mystical pa. Like, I remember, we would always have like a manananggal scare. Mm.
Or
a swang scare.
Yeah.
Yun pa, mas aalala ko pa yung mga ganun.
I mean, don't give Rica any ideas. I'm just saying. So.
Okay, it's good that we're talking about this. Nawala ang KNK. Number 7 coming from Nero, make a stranger awkward. Uy, kamusta ka na? Di mo ba ako nakikilala? Ikaw rin eh, hindi kita kilala.
Oh man, I can't just imagine how I would respond to that.
Roll eyes, walk away.
No, I would literally just give them a blank look.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would roll my eyes necessarily.
You'd be probably, medyo ano ka, medyo like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yung parang nakatingin ka and then you just kind of...
Okay, because dalawa yan eh. You'd roll your eyes if you know na nagpapakyut lang sila.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, you won't roll your eyes if you're like, is this guy serious? Because if he is, it's like, I better start walking a little faster.
Parang okay, weirdo.
Yeah, yeah. Hindi, diba? Kasi like, hello, I mean...
Yeah,
you don't know
pretty... And it sounds... Yung parang... Fresh.
Yeah.
Parang, hello? Mm-hmm. Do I know you? Well, obviously, you don't know each other. Yeah. Pero parang wala lang. Ang tanga lang nung comment.
Number 6 from Abby CJ. Oh, sabay na naman tayo sa elevator. Sa mga araw-araw, sabay na lang tayo.
Something I would never say to anyone in the building.
Not now. Not during the pandemic. Number 5 from Jan to Awesome. Pwede pakibaba. Saglit lang. Huwag kang hihinga yung face mask mo. Tingnan ko lang yung lips mo. You know what? I have, you know, it's been almost 2 years since we've had the pandemic. And di ba that's our thing that we don't even know how people look like anymore?
Uh-huh.
Like sometimes you would have like kunyari in the condo, the housekeeping, the receptionist, the guards, the maintenance. Yung parang, yung mga bago, I literally don't know how they look like eyes down. It's just eyes up.
At saka parang nagiging part na nung face nila yung mask.
Yeah. And
so, yeah.
Yung mga, the older ones, the ones na pre-pandemic nandun na, alam ko yung actual na itsura nila.
Uh-huh.
But like the newer ones, if I were to see them without their mask on in the street, I probably wouldn't know that that was them.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So, I'm curious, has there ever been... And I'm sure it's happened already, but how often that somebody, kunyari ako, I'm interested in you, but I've only seen your eyes. If they've ever done that, na, can I just see the rest of your face for a quick second? Just put it down and then put it back up. I just want to see how you look like.
That would be weird. You can just check out their social media, I think.
So bagay,
just look at
pwede
photos.
Eh.
Kasi pag... Parang to ask
or what
someone
if,
to...
Or what if hindi kayo magkakilala pa?
Okay.
And let's say you started talking. And then you're like, I just want to see how you look like.
Don't ask. Find a way to...
To do it?
To do... Like, yeah, without asking. Or, alam mo yun, siguro mas okay pa na i-stalk mo na lang sila when they go to a restaurant or something.
But what if just, like, what if okay, like, let's get this out of the way so that we know if we like each other physically at least. I'll just like, quick, para lang makita natin yung mga mukha ng isa't isa.
Parang there is no way that's not going to sound invasive.
Yeah.
And it sounds invasive. Parang, huh? Right?
Parang ang weird. No, yeah, it is.
It's
yes. I'm
so
just thinking
strange.
In this day and age.
Well, I mean, unless.
I wonder how you could navigate around that.
Unless you kind of know each other already. Like, you've seen each other around multiple times and parang medyo...
But not well enough to get their Facebook and their Instagram.
Right. Pero if there's, like, interest from both sides, I guess, you've done small talk, ganyan. Kunyari ganon, in the elevator.
Or, I wonder how you can... Yung mga style ng mga tao to pasimple...
Check out.
Get them to take off their mask.
Oh, oh my God. So, lalakad kami ni Rika kahapon along BGC. Tapos, promise, meron akong moment na nag-eye to eye contact talaga kami nung mamang security guard.
Oh.
Kasi, in my head, parang ang pogi niya with a mask on. Nakamask kasi, obviously, nakamask naman lahat ng tao, diba? Pero alam mo yung parang nagkaroon ng brief moment. Tapos alam mo yung feeling ko nung nag-lock yung eyes namin, yung mukha ko, yung parang, ha? Yung parang, ay, ang pogi ni kuya. Tapos feeling ko, kasi nakasmile, alam mo yung nakasmile siya from, pero you can see from
smiling.
The eyes
yeah.
lang na nakasmile sila. Yung feeling ko, kinilig siya na, parang naisip niya na, ay, napugian siguro sa akin siya.
Si Ma.
Oh, oh my God. I mean, ara, manong moment pala yesterday. Yun. Yun yung manong moment ko yesterday.
Funny yan, ha?
Hindi, pero so totoo.
Like, so like, saan yan? Saan yan? Sa may...
Tapos na-miss ni Rika. So, ay, nakita. Parang ano? Like, oo, na-miss niya. Kasi you can tell na, sobrang, alam mo, to be fair talaga itong manong, chiseled kasi.
Ah,
like,
okay.
You can tell na pointy yung nose niya, tapos yung eyes niya. Isoy si Kuya Paul.
Oh.
Yeah. Very, ano, very okay. Promising.
Kailangan ulit kayo maglalakad?
Tara! After the show. Ano lang tayo? You know, exercise. Yeah,
pasyal.
Some cardio, ganyan.
Let's walk the dogs.
Tara!
Number 4 from the talking lens, make a stranger awkward. Pumara ka sa jeep. Sabi mo, mama, para. Tapos pag huminto na si manong driver, sabihin mo bigla sa katabi mo, baba na. Ikaw yung pumara. Pero
tapos
siya yung pinapababa
mo. Tapos hindi naman yung destination yun. So parang
hindi naman
yung
destination. Parang ba't ako bababa? Di ba ikaw ang pumara? Ay,
lagot ka kay manong driver.
Diba? Oh,
worse. They would hate that.
They would be like, ba't ako bababa? Hindi ko naman tapos sasabihin mo pa. Manong, oh, sabi niya kanina, para ko daw. Tapos ngayon, hindi naman daw.
Ay, Cecil! Oh, that is such a Cecil moment.
Awesome, Cecil.
Oh my God, can I just say, so last night, I was talking to some of my friends for hours.
Okay.
I literally stayed up to like almost 3 o'clock in the morning because you're just talking. Tapos, so I napag-usapan namin si Cecil and I was like, yeah, she greeted me. Actually, she greeted me while you were live on Facebook. You know, people, she's like a household name on the show because people know her to be, you know, Cecil and like, you know. Tapos parang na-bring up tuloy kasi yung isang kausap, si Dang naman.
Okay.
Also, one of my besties. So, si Dang, napaiyak ko din siya nung high school. Pero yung, kasi ito, yung moment kay Cecil na kinuwento ko before happened in Dang's house.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, syempre barkada kami, diba? Kay Dang naman, ang nangyari pala nung high school, yun, napaiyak ko siya, tapos, literally like, I was the one asking her, why are you crying? Tapos G nga ako ng mga away. And she was like, bakit mo ba ako napaiyak doon? And then like, we literally had a conversation na, hindi, kasi diba, yung teacher na girlfriend, nung crush ko na teacher na isa, parang favorite siya.
Okay.
Si Dang. So like, would always, parang medyo, alam mo yun, teacher's pet, ganyan.
Okay.
So, because she's one of my best friends, I didn't like that. Na parang, bakit parang, gusto, parang close kayo ni, you know, that teacher. So, inaasar ko siya. Like, I would sing to her parang all day. I would just, kasi parang meron akong nickname for the teacher. Hindi ko na-explain why, pero yung nickname niya, Bale.
Okay.
So, I would literally sing non-stop, Bale forever. Tapos, lagi ko lang siyang ginagalan. Like, every time. As in, every time she'd open her mouth, Bale forever. Ganun na ako nang ganyan. Tapos, napi ko na pala siya sa akin and she just cried. Nung isang break, nakaupo na lang siya sa isang sulok.
Umiiyak.
With her head bowed down. And like her, nakabury sa hands niya, crying. And I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Who made you cry? Galit na galit pa ako kasi I thought someone was bullying my friend. Yeah, I was so upset. Literally, I was like, why? Who did that? What's happening? Tapos, kaya pala hindi niya masabi sa akin.
Kasi ikaw.
Yeah. So, another friend just told me, explained to me, ikaw kasi, tinutukso mo pa. Ayaw mo tigilan yung kaka-bail forever mo sa kanya. Yeah. So,
dapat kasi, ibang kanta kinanta mo sa kanya.
Ano?
You can ring my bail. Ring my bail.
Ang ganda! Oh, I did not think of that. I don't know why. I just invented my own song.
You can ring my bell.
Ring my bell. My bell. Ring it. Gawin natin ngayon, Dad, if you're listening.
Baka tayo yung tag team kay Dad.
No, because okay, Dang is like one of the, alam mo yung quintessential good kid, good student, like good student, follows the rules.
Ah,
your
antithesis.
Yes. I don't even know on your besties, but oh, so yun. Oh, tapos wala lang, alam mo yung parang ang dami mo talagang history na pinagpapatay.
Parang siya si parang tipong Yule. Tapos ikaw si Russell, gano'n.
In Survivor.
In Survivor.
But, oo, totoo, parang angel.
Medyo gano'n. Very,
super. I don't know why. Kasi si Cecil, medyo maldita pa yung si Cecil.
siya na yung inape. Siya pa yung tinawag na maldita on eh.
Hindi, may maldita. Medyo maldita pa yan si Cecil.
Okay.
Si Dang talagang super, like super...
Good girl.
Good girl talaga. Ayun, so... Ani, A Tale of Two Victims. Okay. Ilagay na lang natin sa ganong title tong kwento ko, no?
Mga casualties ni ano.
Pero friends pa rin kami. So that goes to show you how amazing of a friend I am.
You are.
Right?
Team,
right? Right?
Nakita mo mami, umiiyak na ako sa labas.
Chico, who hurt you? Who are we fighting today?
Sabi mo kasi, ayaw mo si Kendall. Number 3, from Whisker Dimples. Lapit ka sa random stranger, tapos sabihin mo, alam mo, matamis ang lips ko.
Oh.
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 Okay.
Well,
okay.
Depende kung anong itsura nung nagsabi. Medyo, kunyari ano, yung mga morning crush natin, ganun.
Hello. Hindi, dapat stranger eh. Kasi pag stranger, that makes it awkward. Kasi if it's your crush, obviously, it's going to be welcome. It has to be a stranger na gawin nating neutral. Lahat ng mga magsasabi, they can't be like super scary or they can't be super... You know,
attractive?
Pretty, attractive, okay. Handsome. Dapat neutral.
Okay.
Because that makes it...
Yan, that super awkward. Awkward to... Ayan, bordering on creepy.
Mm-hmm. Memski naman, number 2, make a stranger awkward. Bakit pa nang ang lungkot nung batang kasama mo? Pero wala naman siyang kasama. Which actually happened, ha?
What?
It actually happened. You know, like, there was this one morning, from way back pa, pasok ako dito, tapos sabi ng tech natin, so, no, pala, pagpasok, kasi, that was that time na, you have to ring the bell. So you rang the bell, tapos bukas siya ng pinto, and then I went in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, paglabas ko, I don't know, to go to the bathroom or something, sabi niya parang, sino yung bisita niyo? Sabi ko, ha? Anong bisita? Yung kasama mong bata.
Here?
Yeah.
This office?
This office.
Oh!
Yeah. And I was like, anong kasamang bata? Yung nung dumating ka, di ba may kasama kang bata? Pamangkin mo or guest niyo? And I was like, wala akong kasamang bata! As in, he swears by it. And totoo, kasi hindi naman kami close nung tech na yon to joke about something like that. Like, at saka ano siya talaga, yung mukha niya parang like, seryoso
ka? Casual.
Casual.
Hindi na nanakot whatsoever.
Nope. Tapos yung mukha niya talaga yung parang medyo namutla din siya na parang, meron kang kasamang bata.
I wonder if it's the same bata na katabi mo ngayon.
Hindi. More like yung matandang nasa likod.
Tumanda na siya. Nag-age na siya.
para daw peg appropriate.
Nakakatakot yung sinabi.
Hindi mo ba alam na at this very moment, sinusuklayan ka ni Toni Collette?
Hindi. Ang mas nakakatakot lang dun sa pinoint out ng tech na yon. You walked in with a child.
Yes.
It's not like the tech just found you with that child in the booth.
Nope.
Meaning, that child's been following you.
Yep. Tsaka girl.
Mauna ka na, mami. Huwag tayo magsasabay dito.
Sama ka na kay Hazel.
No. Maternal bone in this body.
Sama ka na sa ano, ha? Diyan kay Ate Hazel.
Ay, hindi. Okay ka na dyan kay ano? Kay Tito Chico.
Sali ka na.
Hindi.
Saya dun.
Wala. Walang toys dun.
Kasi ano, lalaruin ka ni Ate Tony.
Hindi, pero hindi mo naisip mo yun na parang meaning the kid's been following you.
Well, yeah and no. I mean, kasi nga, di ba parang ano naman ako, like wala akong third eye or I've said it many, kasi I remember there was this parang, I don't know, parang spirit whatever na they were saying, yeah, you can just say it. Say it out loud na parang, matatakotin ako, don't show yourself to me.
Matatakotin ako, don't show yourself to me.
Oh, parang ganun, parang please, like, you know, I don't want to see you, I don't want to hear you. And, you know, I kind of did it. Pero before that, wala rin naman talaga, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, the thought creeps me out, but because I don't feel anything, I don't see anything.
You're fine.
Parang I'm good, so.
Parang siguro mas nakakatakot ngayon for the tech.
Yes.
Especially kung hindi siya aware na open yung third eye
kasi
niya.
Kasi siya'y nakakita.
Yes.
Yes. It is. Kaya ka medyo mukha rin siyang namutla. Kasi sa akin, parang yes or no, I don't feel it. So it doesn't really affect me.
Uh-huh.
Diba? So, pag ikaw'y nakakita, ikaw'y ma-freak out. Kasi nakakita mo eh. Diba?
Totoo.
Like they say in the booth. Diba? Like the ones who can see stuff. We don't, so we're good.
We're good. Let's keep it that way.
And the top, make a stranger awkward, comes from Juice Blank.
Juice Blank says,
sa elevator, kumanta ka ng parang di ko yata kaya ni Jessa Zaragoza while crying.
Parang di ko yata kaya.
Pero may hit me. Parang di ko yata kaya.
Dapat, ano ba? Hindi naman Jessa voice.
Eh, ano ba?
Parang di ko yata kaya.
Yung
parang, yung mga
yung hindi bubukas yung bibig ko.
Oo, ganun. Try mo, sika, try mo.
Parang di ko yata kaya.
Hindi ganun.
Paano ba?
Parang di. Tsaka sa ilong.
Sa ilong.
But you're about to do something nasty. Kinikilig ako. Nakikiliti
yung tenga
ko. Please, wag.
Yeah. For any sad song, pero medyo with matching tears. So
oh
parang like, ang awkward kasi like we were saying earlier, yung kwento mo na umiiyak ka sa baba. Yung parang, dalawa lang tayo dito. I feel compelled to at least ask you if you're okay. But I don't want to ask you if you're okay. I just want to get to my floor and go about my business.
Yeah.
But I don't want to seem like a cruel human being.
I know.
So that makes it awkward,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed.
So the top 10 make a stranger awkward. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #MakeAStrangerAwkward in all your tweets.
Well, here's a song you can definitely sing while crying or sobbing.
Oh my gosh.
Adele, Easy on Me. This is her latest, only here on The Monster.
Call out confidential.
Call out confidential.
Monster RX 93.1, time for Call Out Confidential. We are checking out our TMR suggestion box and also our email for this one. Obviously, everything anonymous. Yeah, we're not mentioning any names here. That's why it's called Call Out Confidential.
Don't worry.
You can trust us with your secrets. We'll just read it on air, but we won't name you.
Yeah.
Let's start with this one. I was a transferee and didn't know how to look up Bible verses and was too shy to ask. Our class advisor started assigning us a book name and chapter numbers that needed to be read out loud in front of the whole class.
Okay.
In addition to my first problem, I also didn't have my own Bible, so I stole one from the other class and put my name on it.
Bible pa talaga yung ninakaw.
I planned everything and executed all the steps smoothly. It was probably because of the guilt that made me share it with a former BFF, who eventually told our class teacher about what I did. Next thing I know, I was inside the principal's office. I was told that I'm going straight to hell. I mean,
parang that's a little harsh.
I know. But when you think about it, di ba, parang ninakaw mo yung Bible.
Bible pa talaga.
Not that any other book would be okay to steal.
Yeah.
But it just seems extra bad. Bawasigtas points.
You parang that was the whole point, right? That you had to have a Bible because they're going to teach you, you know, the difference between good and bad. And like, and then here you go stealing, which is, you know, one of the most basic commandments.
I know.
There's just so many layers of wrong.
Yes.
Kalat confidential, but we're not judging.
I hope you learned your lesson,
though. Hope you learned your lesson.
Yeah. And another one. Okay, here goes. I don't know if this is bad. I have certain fetishes. Because I have funds, I pay a lot for custom videos in which actors act out certain actions. Don't worry, it doesn't involve those kinds of sexy scenes. The fetishes involve the feet, dressing up, being unconscious, doing something with the unconscious, among others. It's one of my deepest, darkest secrets. Don't judge me. I just have the funds to put into life my wildest fantasies. I mean, wow. Wow.
Buddy. Eh. Buddy.
Wait a minute. Can we use your credit card for our fetishes?
Okay. Here's an interesting question for you. Let's say you have unlimited funds. Nothing, ano ha? Nothing like illegal or hurtful or anything. But if you could pay like an actress to do something in a video.
You don't want to hear my answer on here.
Wag yung dark. Wag yung sobrang dark. Like alam mo yun, yung ganun nga, like role-playing or something. What would be your thing?
It would involve more than two actors. Let's just put it that way. What about you?
Ako? ano, role play. You know, it doesn't have to be like costume, but role play. Yung mga tipo mga parang, what? You want me to what? Like this?
Okay. Chico, remember, tayo hindi tayo confidential.
Hindi tayo confidential. Kalat lang.
Kalat lang to.
Dapat meron tayo stinger. Kalat, confidential. Tapos pag tayo na, kalat.
Kalat. Okay na yung kalat. Let's leave it at that.
Okay, uh-oh, fine.
Huwag na
okay,
tayo sumali.
Fine.
Parang natatakot ako sa pwede nating ma-reveal dito. But I think we already revealed a little too much. But anyway, there you go. That's today's kalat confidential.
That is like, seryoso, that's a little mind-blowing.
The second one?
Mm-hmm. It's a little mind-blowing.
But I mean, obviously, there's a market for it. That's why they have those services.
And it's a business.
That's why it's a thriving business.
It's a thriving business.
Because people are willing. And, you know.
And like I said, as long as you stay within the realm of the legal.
Yeah.
I mean, hello, diba? Wala namang, kung wala namang nasasaktan, wala namang.
If everyone is like, you know, if everyone's consenting dun sa mga ganaps, diba?
Yeah.
If they're all consenting adults, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I don't even know what to say after that. But if you guys have your own Kalat entries, like Kalat confidential entries, you can always send them to us. Check out the suggestion box on the Morning Rush group on Facebook, or you can email us directly, rx931tmr@gmail.com.
So, alam ko naman what sabi mo, you don't know what to say. I know what you're saying in your head.
What?
Sana all.
Kalat. Kalat confidential. Freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for something geeky first. Let's talk about the Hollywood weekend box office.
Oh, yes.
It is a Tuesday, so let's see what's number one. Ooh. It's a new entry. Number one, Halloween Kills.
Ito na eh. Kasi it's Halloween season. All the scary movies will come out.
Yeah, with $49.4 million. I don't know how to feel about this. Because Kyle Richards is in this movie.
Oh, really? Oh. So she still acts?
Oh. If you call that acting.
Oh, I mean, she still comes out in movies?
Rarely.
Okay.
Like, and she's only maybe this one. Because for this, because she's in it, because she starred in it as a little girl.
There you go.
Like, in the original Halloween movie.
There you go.
I think she's just there for the novelty of it all. And, you know, because she does have a show. So, you know, she's now known to be like a reality
right.
person.
And
a reality star.
Parang banking off of that na rin.
Parang,
her fame / notoriety.
Ang hirap sabihin ng reality star. She's not a star.
Well, she's well known.
That's debatable.
I didn't know her until you had to explain it
see?
To me.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
You only know her to be Lisa Vanderpump's nemesis, right? Not worthy opponent is more like it.
Okay.
Ayun. So. Bye, Kyle. Okay, number two is No Time to Die. Last week's number one.
Yes,
getting
number one.
Yeah, 23.7 million more to add to their 99 million total in the U.S. Number three is Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So it's still there. Number four is The Addams Family 2 with 7 million more. And number five is another new entry. It's The Last Duel. With $4.7 million. Who stars in that movie?
The Last Wolf?
Duel.
A duel?
Yeah, duel.
Oh,
Matt Damon.
Oh,
Adam
okay.
Driver.
Okay.
Ben Affleck. What? Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
CBFFs?
Reunited?
Ulit?
Yes. So, yeah. Anyway, there. That's a new entry in the top five. Okay, it's a Ridley Scott movie.
Oh my gosh, okay.
FYI. So you might want to check that out. Anyway, we have another one for you guys. This one is on the cheeky side.
Okay.
And we're talking about Cara Delevingne.
Oh, again.
She comes in peace. As in like, peace.
Peace.
She's adamant that trying to keep quiet during the big O makes you feel it more.
Oh.
So she said, and I quote, "When you just try and not make like any noise, you feel it way more." And it's like, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
She recalled being conditioned to make loud noises when, you know, getting there, but that she found even more pleasure by going silent. She said, "I remember stopping making any noise or trying to really maintain it, and it's so hot."
Okay. I wonder where this whole thing came from. I mean, where this, yeah. I mean, what the line of questioning was. I mean, diba, like, how do you get to that? Because I'm pretty sure they're taking this as a snippet of a longer interview.
How do you get to that? A lot of simulation.
Okay.
Mental simulation.
Okay.
Like, you know, when they ask you a lot of questions, sometimes, you know, you come to that conclusion. Like, you come up with your own thing. And, yeah.
Okay.
Yun yung ano niya. That's the thing that she likes, I guess. Do you agree?
I don't know.
It's so weird because I already know the answer. Because we talked about this yesterday.
We talked about it yesterday.
He literally showed me.
How it works.
I have a visual.
Yes.
OMG.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, some people just aren't naturally noisy in the bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah. It almost comes off as a, like a performance. It's performative when you're like making all these different sounds.
I don't know anyone who would like consciously do one or the other unless there was a specific reason. For example, you try to not make noise because baka marinig kayo parents mo or nung may, baka may natutulog na iba dun sa room or gets like you're doing it in secret so you
the best.
Literally try to not make any noise but at the same time yun nga parang like I don't know if what would compel you to do it if dalawa lang naman kayo and there's no specific reason
it's to
be quiet.
Turn the other person on, like to give them encouragement that they can actually hear. So that they know they're doing a good job.
No, I mean yung kay Cara. Like, why would you try to keep it quiet?
Right.
Nobody's actually asking you to keep it down. Or hindi naman kayo, kuya, mag-isa naman kayo. Wala naman kayong natatakot na makarinig. Why would you keep it quiet? I wonder where it came from. Kasi like, I think, in the way I understand it, she tried it and then she's like, oh wow, that was even better. But why were you keeping it quiet in the first place?
Oh.
Like in the heat of things, may isip mo pa ba yun na, what if I not make any noise?
Well, when you're...
You must be pretty distracted.
No. It's not like you keep, like, I mean, you're totally silent. It's not like that. I feel like it's the kind of thing na parang whatever little noise you make, like the tiniest sound you make, the point is to make it like so that only your partner can hear but barely.
Right.
Yung parang, you know, you hear yourself doing it but also your partner still hears it but it's super, super quiet.
Get.
Kasi if it's like that, then you have to do it in their ear. Right? Which is like,
it's very intimate. And diba, a lot of people have a thing with like whispering in the ear. And diba, like, diba we talked about it before. Yung kunyari when you're in a club.
Uh-huh.
Tapos you're like yung hindi mo naman sinasadya or hindi niya sinasadya. Yeah. Tapos because you're trying to like get the person to hear, lalapitan mo yung lips sa tenga. Tapos accidentally mag-graze yung lips dun sa ear.
Stop! Stop it. Stop. Oh, we're not supposed to be loud. Stop it.
Diba? That's the thing. A lot of people have experiences with that. Na yung parang...
Oh, shivers.
Yeah. Yep.
Shivers.
Shivers.
Ah, I love it. But
Monster
anyway,
RX 93.1.
That's the tea.
Time for the top 10.
Not excited. But, I think,
time for
yeah.
the top 10 for today.
Oh, yeah. We're live on Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV, and YouTube.
Rock hard.
Live. Yes. Everybody, good morning.
Hello, Jingo.
Hi, Jingo.
You know, all the way from Canada. Pokemon.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. All right. So, let's do the top 10, starting off with our first batch. We have two. Thanking Juice Blank for the topic, make a stranger awkward. Let's start off at number 10 from Patrick Starlord. During a blind date. So, technically, this is a stranger.
Okay.
Pero, well, let's say first yeah. time mm-hmm. to meet each other. You end the date with like, so, who's gonna pay the bill?
Okay.
That is awkward.
How does that go, man? If it were a blind date?
Alam, it's always awkward. You know, even people who are actually okay with it. Kunyari, okay. Kasi diba, let's face it, here in the Philippines, the general thing, we're still very old-fashioned in that way na if it's a date between a girl and a boy, parang it's almost a given that it's the boy who's going to pay.
Uh-huh.
And so if the boy suddenly goes, so who's going to pay the bill? Parang even if the girl is actually very, very modern and she doesn't mind, it becomes awkward. You can't...
Yeah.
You can't not be awkward with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kahit okay ka eh. Like, kunyari, di ba, na you're actually okay with paying for yourself?
Uh-uh.
There's this moment of like, ooh, okay. Kasi parang, even if you could pay and you're okay with paying for yourself, parang you'd feel like, sana sa'yo nang galing.
Uh-uh. You don't wanna...
Na pag yung kunyari, pagdating ng bill, yung tipong, pag kukunin na niya, you're like, oh, please, let me pay for what I got. Mm. Tapos, and you're usually okay with that. Pero pag sa kanya nang galing, so...
Who's gonna pay? Are you gonna pay?
Parang yeah, awkward.
That's super awkward. Maybe just don't say anything.
That's
if you
true.
Don't plan on paying, if you can't pay for it, just don't say anything. Just wait for the other person. Hopefully, they will step up and yeah. say, yeah, I'll...
Isa pang
I
awkward
got you.
Yung, ano, isa pang awkward yung pagdating ng bill without you talking about it, and then you tell the waiter separate bills.
That's so awkward.
That's so awkward. Kasi ako like talaga parang whether I mean whatever the case may be, like kunyari lalanap ko ako yung nag-ano ng date, I'll just pay.
You know what's even more awkward?
I'll just pay, yeah.
If paglapit sa'yo dala-dala yung bill, tatanungin yung ka-date mo, may senior card.
Oh, can I just say, this actually happened to somebody that I know.
Senior na siya talaga.
Hindi pa. No, siya yung ano, siya yung
kadate.
Kasi he was working sa ano in a restaurant.
Mm.
So nag-small talk siya with a customer. Tapos sabi niya, "Oh my gosh, you have such cute grandchildren." Kasi foreigners, eh, di ba?
Uh-uh.
This was in another country. Tapos sabi nung guy, "Excuse me? These are my kids."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Kasi mukha na daw talagang lolo. Tapos the kids are like, you know, toddlers. So apparently, like, it's a big age gap between him and his wife. But yeah, it was really awkward.
Sorry, parang ano lang siya. Naalala ko bigla yung si Mama. Kasi... Oh. Before, when my niece and nephew were attending preschool here,
okay,
my mom would always pick them up from school.
Okay.
And at times, it would be their dad, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband. Yeah. So I think at the time, my sister was probably back in the States or something.
Okay.
So it would be either my mom or my brother-in-law. Tapos, kinuwento ni mama na parang sinabi daw na, ano, yun, yung parang, ah, nasan po si, ano, si dad? Like, napagkamala na sila yung mag-asawa.
Oh my gosh.
Tawa yung mama ko. As in.
Okay.
Oh, pero kinwento niya, syempre, kinwento niya agad kay ate. And, well, natawa na lang yung sister. Because my brother-in-law is older than my sister. To be fair. Like,
right.
Yeah, he's a lot older than my sister.
That must be awkward, no? Like, for example, kunyari nga, let's say you got together with somebody way older than you. Tapos naging jowa mo, di ba? Tapos like closer to your mom's age. Tapos let's say, like you had lunch together, kayong tatlo. Tapos you went to the bathroom or you went to buy something. Let's say you had lunch in a mall. Tapos sabi mo, wait, I'll just buy something in the store. Tapos naiwan yung jowa mo who is much older than you and your mom, who's actually like closer in age, wouldn't that be the most awkward thing?
It would be awkward, but I think you would all understand it. Just because...
Parang gets yun na yun.
It's the obvious thing. Yeah, like if you didn't know you would probably think the same.
Actually, that's
diba?
True.
So okay lang, I guess, in that sense. Yeah, it's just a little... Yeah. Funny. Yun. Like, yun. Pag ganun nga na sanay na kayo, it just becomes something
parang
funny.
It's fine, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Okay. And also, number 9 from Camilo, you just approach a stranger. Dapat couple yung i-approach mo. And then you go, hi, girlfriend mo siya? Bakit? Parang like, what do you mean, bakit? Like, the reason? And why are you asking?
Alam mo yung away to?
Oo.
From awkward to away real quick.
Hindi, minsan nga kahit hindi yung bakit in a
condescending
siya,
way.
But more like, bakit? Like, bakit mo siya girlfriend? Not because you disagree, but
just,
more
it's just like a legit question.
Like a legit question. Which
oh, wow.
Which is so awkward coming from a complete stranger.
Mm.
Diba?
Uh-uh.
And number 8 from I'm Jungkook's girl. True story, a random army messaged me on Twitter. Non-mutual, somebody I totally don't know, asking me if I had tickets to the BTS virtual concert and if I could share my account with them. I was so taken aback. I'm like, close tayo. I don't even know you.
I mean...
That is weird.
Yeah, super
like,
weird.
Why would you share your account with somebody you don't know at all? At all.
There are really some weird people online, I have to say.
Yeah.
I have to say. Like, sometimes, yun nga eh, yung parang you're just living your own life on your account. Then suddenly, someone just finds you and just gets all weird.
Yeah. Tsaka ano eh, no? Parang... People are braver kasi online.
Oo.
Parang mas... I can't imagine like you doing that in person.
They feel like they can get away with it easily online.
You don't know who I am.
I mean, you can just easily delete your account and create a new one if you get in trouble.
That's true. And number 7 from Nero. Bigla kang lumapit, sabay tanong ng, taga saan ka kuya? Ah, Cavite? May kilala kang Anthony Perez? Ah, wala. Eh, may De La Cruz. Ah, wala dun. Ang boring mo naman.
Time out. Di ba uso yan dito sa Pilipinas? Yung parang, they will ask for your province and then they will ask for a certain last name if you're familiar.
But you know what?
Uso yan eh, nagtutuntunan.
Alam mo, it's not just us, ha? It's the strangest thing. Like, sometimes you're like, let's say you're in the U.S., like, you go, yeah, I'm Filipino. Oh, you're Filipino? Do you know Hazel Aguilon? You're parang like,
Pilipinas.
We are a country, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know everyone in the country, but Wala lang. I think people have that thing na...
Just in case.
In case. Number 6 from Coco Hernandez. Ano to? You approach somebody and then you go, teka, ikaw yung sikat sa altar, ha? I'm a fan.
Oh, boy. Woo! I mean, sometimes I do wonder, when I see these accounts, like, I wonder if they, if they come across yung mga people who follow them and they get recognized in public and how they deal with it.
It's true. Number 5 from Archer Aguilar. Alam mo, kamukha mo yung asawa kong na mayapa na. Yikes.
Okay. I mean...
That's...
Parang pag ganun, no? Parang you kind of want to hug them or something.
Yes, pero gets. Like, this is actually something that's totally not weird if magkakilala kayo.
Uh-huh.
Like,
but if yung tipong nagkasalubong lang kayo, suddenly
that's when
you.
It's a little like, okay. Kasi pag kunyari, if you like know each other, let's say office mates, diba? Parang magkakilala na kayo. And like, hey, FYI, you actually look like my late husband.
That's fine.
Parang that's fine. That's completely fine. Parang siguro lang that's just something that's been bugging them. Na, oh, did you know you actually creepy? You look like my... dead husband. But a stranger?
I would think twice.
Number 4 from Simply Nedge. Yung kada makasalubong mo, sasabihin mo, hi fans.
Can you do that? Can you do that in Eastwood, please?
No.
Please?
Wag Eastwood kasi malamang makakasalubong ko ulit sila at some other point.
Sige. BGC. Di ba maglalakad tayo sa BGC?
Oo nga. Ha? Doon ba yun? Number 3 from Memski. Make a stranger awkward? So easy. Kainin mo yung lunch mong kare-kare sa loob ng jeep. Because it's like, why are you eating it here?
I mean, that it's sounds so like something Rika would do.
Yeah.
Diba nagkwento siya yung kumain siya ng spaghetti sa bus? Like, oh, she just whipped out her spaghetti.
I can't.
Or something like that.
Ako kasi, it's more like the germaphobe in me. Pre-pandemic, ha? Yung the idea kasi na ma-expose siya sa usok.
Same.
I can't open any kind of food item in public transport.
And especially if it's packed.
Yes.
Siguro if I were the only passenger, probably would be a little more comfortable. But in general, I just also don't like eating in public unless it's a restaurant or like, ganun. Pero, yung iba sa sinihan, biglang mag-aamoy kanin.
Yeah, worse, amoy palabok.
Diba before, hindi pa siya kasi bawal. Pero now, a lot of cinemas actually don't allow, diba?
Number 2 for Maxim De Winter, make a stranger awkward. Just say, uy, ang laki mo na. Hindi mo ba naaalala? Dati ako pa nagpapaligo sa'yo. But this would only work if you're much older than the person you're talking to.
Oh my God. But
yeah. Yung parang, they're going to think, are you like a family friend? A distant relative?
Yeah. Actually, if you were an actor, like a child actor, this is kind of... likely to happen, or not even likely, but it's possible.
Yeah.
It could happen, right?
Possibly. Na
somebody saw you as a little kid, tapos kung nag-act ka pa by the time you're an adult, pwede pa kayo uling mag-act together.
Pwede.
Well, like in the case of that insignificant actress named Kyle, right? In the case na bata pa siya, when she worked with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And now, Kyle, is in her 50s already also? Mm-hmm. And they're working together.
Again.
And she's no longer a child.
And the top, make a stranger awkward, comes from Juan Remiel.
Juan Remiel says,
sabihin mo sa katabi mo sa urinal, uy, lulahing foreigner ka pala.
Tapos Pinoy na Pinoy yung feature.
Pinay na Pinay yung features. Mm-hmm. Pero, uy, ilahin ko rin na ito pala.
You see it where it matters.
mm-hmm. All right, so we've got our final batch of the top 10 Make a Stranger Awkward. But we'll be playing a couple of songs first in the RX booth. But we will stay on Facebook Live.
We'll see you there. Also, Twitch TV and YouTube Live. But for now, more music on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Final batch of the top 10 for today. So, let's thank Juice Blank for the topic. Starting off at number 10, coming from Archer Aguilar, without words or even eye contact. Lapit ka lang sa kanya, tapos put a breath mint in their hand and walk away.
Oh, damn. That's
harsh.
Brutal.
That is harsh. And from Archer Aguilar pa rin, just the other entry she sent in. Punta ka, lapit ka sa kanya, sasabihin mo out loud, hindi halata ah, then walk away.
Ah, hindi halata what?
Exactly.
What's that supposed to mean?
It will drive them nuts.
Especially if they have like a secret they
diba?
Don't want people to know.
Yung parang like, what do you mean?
What do you mean
what
by that?
What do you mean? Diba? And number 9 from Camilo, in a random fast food, lapit ka dun sa taong kumakain na. Sabi mo, oo na. Ikaw na nakakawa ng Thai part.
Especially if it's the last part.
Right?
Oh my God. Sakto lang ako sa Thai.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I'm a wing girl.
Well, that's my second. But I'm my number one is really like
kasi this,
Thai part.
Diba usually, ano yan, yung combination niya. If it's like a fast food, breast and wing, tsaka thigh and leg.
Yes.
That's usually the combination.
Yes.
Eh, ako kasi.
Diba small and big lagi?
Oo. But the thing is, because I hate the leg, I would always opt for the breast over the thigh. Kasi alam ko, kapartner ng breast, yung wing. You know what I mean?
Yun nga yung weird sa leg. Kasi like, diba, I've always, been confused with this. Some people, when they say leg, it's just the actual drumstick.
The drumstick,
and then
yeah.
Some people, when they say leg, kasama yung thigh.
Right.
Get yung, alam mo yung, it's the drumstick and then naka-attach.
Pag quarter. Di ba like, when you get a quarter ng chicken, that's what you get.
Pero for some people, kasi pag sabi mong leg, kasama yun eh. So, it's
but
weird.
In fast food yun yung naka-chop siya, di ba?
Eh,
ayoko talaga ng drumstick. I'm not a fan.
Ako din.
When I was a child, yes.
But I think most of us.
Si Nate talaga, weirdo. Leg for me.
Ay, talaga?
Oh, gusto mo ba hairy o ano?
Ay! Okay.
Shamed.
Okay. And number 8 from Nero sa CR, tabihan mo yung cubicle na occupied. So obviously, you don't see him. He doesn't see you.
Uh-huh.
But just say, so, dalas ka dito, kuya?
Oh no!
Like, alam mo yung mag-small talk ka.
Hindi, tapos sabi mo, kuya, pasa mo naman yung toilet paper.
Oo. Alam mo yung nothing sleazy. Like, literally, you're just making small talk na parang, oh, anong pinunta nyo dito? Klere mall. May bibiling kayo?
That is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
Alam mo, sometimes you kind of hear that conversation between friends. Yung kunyari, magkasama sila and then they went to the bathroom. Tapos magkahiwalay sila ng cubicle.
Yeah.
But they keep talking.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And sometimes you're also there and you just, you know, overhear the whole thing.
True. So, even that is awkward.
Yeah, you feel like...
Kasi parang like...
I'm not eavesdropping.
Saka I'm here.
It's just, yeah.
You do know I'm here, right?
Uh-huh.
Parang may ganun kang feeling. Number 7 from Patrick Starlord at a pricey coffee shop. Approach somebody who's like enjoying their drink. Tapos you go, alam mo ba, 10 bata na mapapakain mo sa isang kape mo at yung straw mo, mapupunta yan sa ilong ng turtle.
Speaking of straws,
oh,
I did something stupid.
Oh no.
The last time that I brought my reusable straw.
Okay.
Ayun, nasa basurahan na siya. Natapon ko na.
Natapon mo.
I keep doing that. I keep forgetting that it's a reusable straw that I'm supposed to bring home. Nakakainis. Natapon ko siya. Ano pa naman yun? Yung retractable.
Oh my God.
Yung, parang yeah. telescopic na ano, na straw na. So bad. Ay, I threw it away. Nakakainis. Anyway.
And that number six, coming from Engineer Mox. True story ah. Sa mall, hinabol ko yung isang tao. Tapos, alam mo yung pabirong batok. Huli ka! Anong ginawa mo dito? Hindi pala, friend ko. It was a complete stranger.
Oh no! Wala nightmare.
Kasi hindi mo alam kung paano ko mag-apologize na, boss, hindi ko sina... Kasi di ba there's this tendency na, kunyari, hindi nila alam pero actually binatukan ka lang nila. And how do you explain na I'm not being presko here, ha? Like, I literally thought you were my friend.
Oh my God. This takes yung parang, yung when you mistake someone for someone you know, like a stranger for someone you know.
Yes, yes.
Ah, and then you're like, oh, hindi pala siya.
Ako, di ba, like my favorite story about this that I experienced, I've told this story on air a couple of times, but like I was in UP, college days. So I had a car. And when I was driving, I saw a girl who I thought was my org mate. So I like stopped right in front of her. Tapos I rolled down my window and I go, "Huy, alika na! Sakay ka na dito! Atid na kita!" Tapos pag sakay niya, hindi ko siya kilala.
Wait! Nangyari na to sa akin. But ako yung hindi, ako yung passenger.
Oh.
So I was exiting the village, tapos, papunta ako dito. Kasi doon ako sasakay sa labas eh, nandun yung mga cabs at the time. Tapos, nung nandun ako sa may bandang gate palabas, suddenly this car pulls up beside me and rolls down the window and tells me to hop in. Eh, di ba malabo yung mata ko?
Mm.
So, for some reason, I thought it was like my tito or kasi may, like I have relatives who live in the same village.
Yeah.
So I kind of just assumed that I knew the person asking me to get in the car.
Yeah.
I got in the car. Only to realize I had no idea who the F the driver was.
Oh my God.
But I was already in the car. And then the guy just kept talking to me like, "San ka? San ka? Hatid na kita." And then, alam mo yung parang out-of-body experience siya na, syempre may slight panic ako na, holy shit, who the hell is this man? And I'm like, what?
No, but did he know that you're a stranger? Akala din niya kilala ka
na. No. He knew that I was a stranger. But, you know, he just basically wanted to, you know, like, offer a ride or whatever.
Actually, yung sa amin ang awkward din eh. Kasi pag sakay niya, I was like, crap! Hindi to si Jet. Sabi ko, hala, sino to? Tapos, sabi ko, saan ka? Tapos siya naman parang like, Econ.
Eh, paano ko sinabi sa'yo, Manong Econ lang?
Hindi, tapos, edo hinatid ko siya. Tapos pagbaba niya, sabi ko, okay, eto na. Sabi ko, thank you. Tapos, yeah, it happened to me another time, pero in Mascom, sa college namin mismo. Again, akala ko org mate ko. I was like, hey, long time no see. Tas beso. Pagkalayo ko dun sa face niya, I realized it's a complete stranger. I didn't know her at all. And then she was like, okay naman. Ikaw, kamusta ka na? And I'm like, okay din. Sige, bye.
Slowly moonwalking.
Alam mo yung
there.
Pareho kaming nag-bluff?
Oh my.
Siguro siya naman, ano niya, is like, crap.
Baka kilala ko to.
Kilala ko to. Uh-oh. Sino ba to? Uh-oh. But obviously, she didn't know who I was because I didn't know who she was. Alam mo yung pareho kami nagbulahan.
I can imagine.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
That's probably how I would react na lang din kung mangyari yan sa akin. Kasi yeah. It's such an awkward situation.
Sobra.
You kind of feel the nervous
Sobra.
Energy coming from the other person also. Sabi ni Adrian, sinabihan daw ba ako ng, "Are you lost, baby girl? Hop in." No, it wasn't like that. I really could barely see. Tapos yun, how did I get out of that situation? Pagtawid niya across the street, tapos papunta na siya dun sa where I was headed, I kept it cool. Because that's how I play life, pretty much. So I played it cool. I just talked to the guy. I was like, hindi, papasok ako, ganyan. papasok ako. Tapos parang nagpa, parang, alam mo, may pa-bebe mode on. Na parang like, you know, like, protect me. Parang ganon. Para he doesn't think of anything bad. You know what I mean? Yung parang very trusting, yeah, but like in a fatherly kind of way. Yung ganon yung ano ko. Dapat parang I look at you like a...
Dapat yung tinanong sa'yo, saan ka ba pupunta? Dapat sabi mo, ah, papunta ako dun sa ano, deadly martial arts class. Kasi, alam mo na.
Ha? Ah, papunta ako dun sa ano, kung saan ako nilibing yung mga buto ng mga biktima ng bestie ko.
Ay, mga ganon.
Hindi, pero yun nga, I just kind of prayed quickly na parang I hope, like, you know,
this guy isn't dangerous.
This is like, oh, like, yeah, he's just a good person who wanted, like, to offer a ride. And so I was just like, I kept it cool. And I was like, ah, papasok po. Tapos nagpo-po pa ako. And I was like, ay, ano, dito na lang pala ako. Kasi may nakalimutan ako. May bibilin ako sa, ano, sa convenience store. Nagpa-drop off ako sa gas station. Like, the closest gas station, yeah, that we passed by.
Ano po, naghanap po ako ng, ano, yung panghasa ng punyal na hawak ko ngayon.
tapos mabay, alam mo yun, parang, and when I got off, like, because I was super nice and I didn't show panic. Ganun din, parang very, ano na lang, parang chatty-chatty naman siya. And so,
okay.
But that was really scary, I have to say. One of the scariest moments of my life. Yung parang, oh, what gosh am I doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And at number five from Doc Kidney for Kids, I used to work for an HMO company. And as a medical examiner, I always get a concerned and awkward look every time I would tell the patient, pakibaba po ang pantalon at underwear nila at tuwad na po kayo. Because a rectal exam is a must in a physical exam. But it's always awkward kasi nga, like, you are strangers and then you're exposing, even though you know they're a doctor and they're professionals, the whole idea of, like, I'm gonna be naked in front,
yeah,
of you. I don't even know who you are.
Yeah. Actually, even when we get our AP, tas mag-e-x-ray.
Yeah.
Well, especially for us girls. Yeah. Kasi kami yung parang, patanggal na lang po nung ano, kasama bra. Yung alam mo, yeah, yun. And yeah, usually, yeah, pa naman, it's a guy, di ba? Yes. That takes your x-ray.
Uh-oh. And number four from Victorino, make a stranger awkward. Lapit kasi isang stranger, open a booklet and start reciting something in Latin.
Holy shit.
That is scary.
Holy shiz. Yeah, run.
Number run. Three from Juan Remiel, make a stranger awkward. Sabihin mo, dun sa kasunod mo sa pila, sa public toilet. So, ikaw ay nasa loob, diba? Tapos paglabas mo, may nakapila, diba? Uh-huh. Sabihin mo sa kanya, hindi nagdidispensa ng pera, sira. And that makes him like, huh? Tanda ko pumili.
Huh? ATM ba to?
Di ba nasa toilet ako?
Oh my God, so weird.
From the Jungkook's girl, make a stranger awkward. Pasok ka sa elevator, filled with people, and then face them, and then say, you might be wondering why I've gathered you here today.
It's so annoying.
That's so annoying.
Kunyari, malilate na yung mga kasama sa elevator, diba? Gagawin mo pa.
And the top, make a stranger awkward, comes from The Moral Lesson.
The Moral Lesson says,
in a low, hushed tone, tell the guy beside you, ako na magliligpit sa kanya, busing. Bigay mo na lang yung pera. Ako nang bahala.
Ayun na naman, Yasu na Star Chico is out to play.
Oo nga, no? I swear, there's a side to me that's...
Ay, yes.
An
yes.
Action star, no?
Oo. Ano ka eh? Parang frustrated, ano? Ronnie Ricketts.
Yeah. Uh-oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Cesar Montano.
Mm-mm.
Ganun. Uh-oh, sige. Oh, wait, before we give our entries, I just want to say good morning to my friend AC.
Hello.
Hi, AC, who says, can you greet my girlfriend, Vil?
Hello.
Tell her I love her.
Oh.
Ganyan ka naman, AC. Hindi mo ako binati na birthday ko kahapon. Tapos ngayon, ano?
Ano apelido ni Vil? Murray?
Masantos.
Masantos! Nakakainis! Ay, nako.
Oh, ano na? What's her ano na?
So, our turn? O ano? Make a stranger awkward. Because I'm trying to think of like an actual thing that happened.
Ako din eh. I'm trying to think because you know I don't normally talk to strangers.
Ako rin eh. I really don't.
Don't interact, and in fact, I'm so not into that. Na even when they talk to me, I just try to walk past them.
Oh, I have one as a radio DJ. Don't get me wrong, huh? Like this is like sometimes because they listen to us every day. Mm. When I encounter people for the first time who've been listening for the longest time, parang they would be very comfortable because kasi nga parang feeling nila kilala
nila.
And to a degree they do because diba we share a lot of ourselves on air, but we don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
Like tayo, we're not strangers to them kasi a good chunk of our personality, we do reveal them on air. But, so I find it very awkward, not because I'm awkward with them. I'm just awkward that I can't return the, like, they can say stuff about me na.
You can't return the familiar, yeah. Vibe.
Because to me, this is the first time that I've met them. So parang I feel awkward. I hope they don't think I'm suplado. I just don't know what to say because I don't know you.
Right.
Diba? So, yeah, I always find that awkward. I hope they don't mind that I don't have a lot to say because I'm like, I wish I could say, well, unless we talk about the radio show,
yes.
Then obviously I can, you know, maybe like talk about you guys, diba?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh yeah, si Hazel, si Rika, si Marky, then that's fine, yeah. But yeah, there's this awkward moment lang na parang, like I parang ano they, like they might think I'm not as warm.
right.
Hey, oh my gosh, you know we listen to your show all the time. And I'm like thank you, but I don't know anything after thank you.
Uh-oh.
Unless you bring up something, kasi nga I don't know what to bring up because di man tayo magkakilala.
Diba? Yeah, ako yung ano ko make a stranger awkward is like yung scenario. Kunyari, it's a party or a gathering of some sort and like there are people or groups of people talking.
Oh.
Tapos, diba, syempre, you're around people you don't really know. And then, when someone is talking about, let's say, a celebrity.
Oh.
And then, kunyari, they're bashing someone. Or they're like talking about, they're gushing about how much they love someone. Ganun. Yung make them feel awkward all of a sudden. Bigla mo sabihin, actually, kapatid ko. Yeah, gano! Oh. Even if it's not true. Just for a second. You know, for sometimes when people do that, like literally namumutla yung yung nagsasalita.
Actually.
And then like you, obviously you just take it back and you just say, hindi, joke lang. Just make them sweat a little. I find that funny when people do that and when people fall for it, like when they believe you.
Sabi ni Jay and Change. Yung pag nakita daw niya ako sa susunod, sabi niya, DJ Chico, lagi ako nagkikinig sa'yo gabi-gabi.
sige. Pero medyo ano, pwede mo na siyang paniwalaan these days because of the podcast.
Oh, that's true.
And speaking of the podcast, you know, tell your friends about it. They can listen to us. We are on Spotify. Just look for The Morning Rush on Spotify. And all the other shows actually have podcasts. Heard on Thursdays.
Yes.
Has its own podcast now.
Can we just read Juice Blank's comment? True story. Nakita ko si Chico dati, mga 2013 sa Eastwood. Tapos sumigaw ako, Chico! Tapos, sumagot naman siya ng, uy, sabay kaway ng super awkward. That's so me. That's so, I'm probably like, hi.
Nagpanik ka nun.
Medyo like, hi.
Maybe you didn't even see Juice Blank.
No, I probably did. But kasi for me, if alam ko na, you know, you just listen, I don't know you, fine. Pero meron ako nung parang, wait, do I know you? Because baka, inappropriate yung response ko kung papaway lang ako mamaya. You know, like, I don't know, college classmate pala or whatever gets. Yung parang, so I need to like, kaya medyo awkward kasi pinifigure out ko pa.
How to respond.
Are you just like somebody who probably listens to the show but we don't really know each other?
Oh,
or are
God.
You somebody I'm supposed to know?
Somebody that I used to know.
Ay, nako.
But anyway, thank you for joining us today. You guys, we had so much fun. As always.
I know. Thank you very much.
KNK will be back tomorrow, so hopefully you'll be complete. But you guys, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. And we'll see you.
We'll see
you. Tomorrow, right? Wednesday. Stick around for Nikki. She is up next.
Bye.
TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, rap. All the hot tea and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy. Moody. Hey, nasty. Hey,
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster, RX 93.1.